I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Rose Steen, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flip, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it!
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Chocolate City Radio with Hood Environment. This is going to be the illest sex talk show for real. Tonight we have Pinky Triple X coming on. She will be on from 10 o'clock to 10:20. And then at 10:30 we have Rikers coming on. And man, tonight we're going to be talking about sex in the industry. Well, however the fuck you want to say it. That's what the hell we going to be talking about. It's going to be crazy. Don't know what Dolly is, but I see Jazzy is first in line.
I have to call in. I'm excited.
I bet you are. And after being on the show last night and the tempo that we set, it's understandable because we basically had a foursome on the line last night.
We did have a foursome. It was kind of dope, too. I learned a lot of things I didn't know before, so.
Yes! It's like, wow. I mean, you know what? If people didn't listen to the show last night, that's too fucking bad. I guess they'll go back and listen to the archives and see what the fuck they missed. But after Dylan got off the show, it got freaky.
By the way, he had my panties wet.
Girl.
Yes. I feel like I need to get it into his mixtape. Like, I'm excited about that. So, shout out to that dude.
You know, I'm like, oh, oh shit, you know what I mean? It's crazy because I like when artists come on the show and they leave a lasting impression on my listeners and my followers and our fans. And for us to want to go download his mixtape and fuck to it and then give him fucking reviews.
Right,
yeah,
right, right.
You know what I mean?
Plus, so, I love how he's so humble. Like, he's so humble, just, like, grateful to, you know, just grateful to do his craft, which is a fantastic attribute, I think.
Exactly. Being humble is always good. Always good. That's why when people say something to me, I'm like, yo, look, before I was anything, I was Pam. You know what I mean? And I was raised by my grandmother, so I have to be humble, because what people don't understand is when you start getting too big for your britches, as my grandmother say, or too big for your shoes, God will do something to humble you, and you have no choice. So, like how some people fall off, God will, like, literally knock you off. So you gotta stay humble and you gotta stay true to yourself so you can be true to your fans, because if you can't be true to yourself, then why should they fuck with you?
Yep, you're right about that one. You're right about that one. So I'm just like, I gotta get it. So that's my mission tonight. I'm gonna download the mixtape from Zion and I'm gonna see if I can make that pop off.
Yeah, you know, and then I see Marv Go Hard is in the building since he said I left him on hold last night. Marv Go Too Hard, did you get some pussy last night, baby? I'll take
Which, by the way, he had an attitude with me last night on Twitter chat.
I mean,
nah, man, no attitude. Maybe I'll tell you the whole story later on.
Yeah, because it's a bunch of static on your shit, and, you know, it sounds like it's going to be a long story. So the short version is you ain't getting no pussy. And it's okay. It's okay. Matter of fact, we have an 81, we have, like, I ain't even going to get an area code. 1743. Damn, everybody popping up. I don't know who this is. Wait a minute, hold on. I'm not sure.
1743. You know this is Freddie J. What's good?
Oh, man. I get a big booty porn star on the line, and then your ass want to fucking pop up. You can't pop up with a little booty radio host.
Oh, don't give me that. I come by in the craziest times when it's dead, and you being good, girl. Don't give me that.
Man, just because my little ass is nothing compared to Pinky, you really know how to make a black feel small. I'm gonna go make an appointment to get my ass 3 times supersized just so Sandy can come on the show Tuesday and Friday.
But see, what had happened was, it's hump day. Since it's hump day, I have to start my hump day off right. So that's why I had to come to you.
Start your hump day off on hump day?
Yeah, it's hump day.
Yeah, you gotta hump it on hump day. I'm with it.
That's sad. I'm upset. Really, I am. And then here is Dahlia. So, you know, hi, girl, we got Dazzy, Marv Go Hard, or Marv Didn't Get No Pussy Last Night Go Hard.
Don't play with boy Marv like that. Come on, son.
And then we have Dahlia. Now,
what's up?
Compared to Dahlia's, compared to Pinky, I swear, I'm just fucked up in the game. I'm just going to flip my flat ass.
No, see, at the end of the day, Chuck, you ain't got to sit down, because at the end of the day, we all know that your head game is a felony, so you ain't got to sit down.
Right. You don't need all that extra.
Yes. Now, my booty is not like, I don't have a porn star booty, but, I mean, I'm all right, but I guess my breasts are big, so I'm good. I could get a pass with that, but I don't know. Dahlia had me doing squats last night, man.
Okay, now Jazzy, I got a question for you. Since you got nice titties, big titties, or whatever kind of size titties you got, have you ever let a dude fuck them?
Yes, I have.
How did it feel? Did it turn you on?
Actually, it did. As long as the dick doesn't get lost in them, like, if your dick is, if I can't see that at the end of the tunnel, then we have a problem, right? Even that lets me know that perhaps, so I'd rather you, like, try it out there first before I put the mouth on my kitty. You know what I mean? Like, let's whip it out and see what you're working with before I put unnecessary mouths on his face.
Cool.
I can't just give it away. So.
Okay, now you say you can't just give it away, but would you lease it?
I would lease it because then you got to take real good care of that, right? Like we were talking about last night, you got to make sure it gets maintained right, turn it back in every few miles, upgrade it.
Now, I got a question. Do you accept Lone Star cards?
I don't accept Lone Star cards. No.
I mean, come on, think about it. I can get you some shrimp, some meat. I can get you all kind of stuff on my card, man. See, you got to think about, like, things.
Oh, like,
I know you like to eat
card
and whatnot.
See,
no,
that's Sadie. Sadie has got to be the cheapest trick I know.
See,
the only
stuff I know that will come out. See, like, y'all, I'm going to give you some top ramen.
Yeah, and get some pussy with a damn, whatchamacallit, with a fucking Lone Star card in North Carolina. We call them EBT cards. Your shit, oh, wait a minute. It's the first. Your shit got reloaded today. All right. Yo, Sadie, can I get some lobster in the mail since you being generous?
But if a dude's head game is right, then he don't really have to pay for the pussy, right? I mean, I would think that most regular dudes nowadays don't do that anymore anyway. Because whatever one chick won't do, it's another chick that will. So it's always going to be chicks that's with it to just give it up just because of what your name is.
No, it don't matter. It's still niggas that just still pay. Like, they still keeping tricking alive. Like, they'll pay one bitch to do one thing, pay the next bitch to do another one, and then when they tired and, you know, it's getting close to the end of, they getting down to the ones and shit like that, then they'll go to the free hoe and give her the leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sadie, what are you feeling like today? Like, how close are you going back to the free hoe?
Oh, man, you got to get the Jeopardy on timer out on me. I don't know. It depends, you know. After I finish spending a lot of my EBT money on the other ones, you know, I might let her get, like, you know, get a couple of boxes of noodles or whatnot. That's, I might feel in that kind of mood.
Oh, now what I need to understand is, okay, you know, men stick together, and I don't know what's going on in Marv Gohard's life. But last night, he was sexually frustrated. He was in the shower for about an hour and a half. Now,
what
is
strange emotionally?
But he snatched his dick and he just strained it. And females here to get some pussy. So he couldn't get no pussy last night. So from one brother to the next, from a DJ, male DJ, to a male radio host, hustler, paymaster, can you slide old boy some pussy on credit? You know, like, you pay for it and just slide it to him, because he sound bad. I mean,
All right, first up, you got to let me know what era you in again, DJ Marv.
Listen.
You work?
Y'all need to stop playing with me, I swear to God, man.
All you gotta do is let me know what area you're in, right? I can get up my homeboy in whatever area he in and make sure he got him. He got him, I'm telling you.
Okay.
I give him the Chalk Mommy radio discount.
Damn, see, I have my own discount. Oh, shit. Damn. Does that come with with a catalog? Can I get on that bitch and order?
I gotta think about that. We gotta work out some deals for you. We still working on that. But it's just what you're listening, you know, because we know we still trying to get some money out of them. So we know I'm about to pay you for using your name on it. So you know, so I gotta wait. You know, we'll wait on that.
Oh,
then let's talk. We can link it to my website.
That's what
buy
I'm
a toy, buy a hoe, all at the same time.
See, at the same damn time. See, that's what I'm talking about.
At the same damn time. I'm with it.
Marv, you know what I'm gonna do for you?
Man, fuck y'all, man.
I'm gonna get some. I'm gonna get fucked, and I'm gonna call your name out at the same damn time. And see, if that helps you at all, I'm going to make an audio clip, and then I'm going to send it to you on BBM. How about that?
Man.
Hey, he wasn't acting like he don't want this. She can do that for me. I ain't going to sit here and say no.
Hey, see, they don't bring down nothing. That's why Fetty never experiences a pussy strike. He is about it. If the bitch is 300, he about it.
Say y'all. That's a whole lot of loving. The big girls we love too, so.
You doing too much now, Chuck, you doing too much. No, I'm like Six Flags. If you exceed the limit, you better not hop on me.
I fucked a chubby chaser before, and I can never fuck anybody that big again, because, like, when he laid down, so did all those rolls. You know what I mean? And it's like when I was on top and I was pushing up, it's like I felt like I was pushing up a county. You know what I mean? So that's why.
That's how it was with chicks. If I got lift up too much belly flap to get to the pussy, I don't want to fuck with you. I can't do it. That's too much work. That's too much work. And now I got to hold the fucking belly flap up and all that shit. Nah, let's just not get into it.
Oh, man.
So are you saying as long as you can see her pussy, you'll fuck her? As long as her belly doesn't cover the pussy, she good.
If I got to hop on the magic school bus just to go see what your pussy is, I don't need to do it. It's just not happening.
Oh, my goodness. The wise niggas tell on they dicks on my show. You ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie.
Oh, come on, Chalk, come on. Stop it. Stop the madness.
It's okay. Really. It is.
Come on. Come on now. You know me. This is Seti. You talking to Seti.
Yeah. And Seti has been running for me ever since 2010, I'm going to say.
See, this is part of the game. See, I'm going to keep playing this game with Chuck, and then when I finally have her, then it's going to be, you know. But it's right now, I'm just going to have a little fun to keep being, you know, running away and whatnot. That's the fun part of this.
Sadie.
Well, you know we're doing a talk first, right?
Honey, no. Sadie doesn't want no parts of it because I promise you,
Contest. It's always a contest. I think I got like a catalog. Say, Seti from doing here. Let's make up a contest all of a sudden. What is that about?
No, the contest is going. Right. Dolly, are we adding him to the list? Like, I think we should maybe put you on the list. Dolly is making a list.
And I'm checking it twice.
Somehow. I'm afraid.
She's going to find out if you're naughty or nice, and we're really hoping you're naughty.
Yeah, because we don't like no nice niggas around here. We take advantage of a nice nigga.
You know what I
mean? So how do y'all determine if somebody's naughty or nice?
We can't tell you that.
First, we need to see, if there's certain criteria.
Is there a multiple choice test something that we're doing?
It's not a multiple choice, but it is a true or false. And
it's true or false, an open answer.
Oh, okay. So I have a 50% chance of getting it right then. Okay.
Right. But the stroke, you can't mess up because this is for the good stroke. So there's
no do over. I don't think Teddy has a good stroke left in him, because this is my goal. This is my goal for anybody that's about to smash me or think they're going to smash me. My goal is to fuck up your whole life. After you fuck me that one time, your whole life is going to change. Because I'm going to traumatize the fuck out of you. You feel me? I'm going to leave you in a new kind of fetal position. You know what I'm saying?
To get where the fuck out of here.
Your mother is going to have to lay hands on you to bring you back.
That's your mama.
If your mama don't live in your fucking state, you just going to be fucked up till something happens. That's all I can say.
Mm-mm-mm. One thing I gotta say about Chuck, Mama, she has such an imagination. She should start writing comic books or something.
Shit, that's why you wouldn't do so well. Because people think it's my imagination, but it'd be real life. You know what I mean? Teddy, you know, you ran my dog, got in the bathroom, and had your laptop sitting on your lap, cocked to the side, stroking your dick, reading the blog, calling out my name, and your neighbors is just like, who the fuck is this Chalk Mommy? We never see anybody come in the house. Don't fucking play with me.
God. Get the fuck out of here. True story. My favorite things I've seen by Chalk was a tiny chat session she had. I'm just going to leave it at that. That's one of my favorite moments.
Okay, now that I have plenty of time for sessions, did I stay on or did I get kicked off?
No, I think he recorded this, and you had it up on your site. You know what I'm talking about. That's classic Chalk Mommy right there.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and do another classic Chalk Mommy show for 2012. I think it's only fair because on August the 31st marks 2 years that I've been doing the show. So I think, you know, for my anniversary show, I should actually show my ass and some other shit and some other shit. That's what I'm thinking.
Right, I'm with that.
I'm writing it down. Okay.
What is your
anniversary show?
I'm excited.
What is your anniversary
show? I gotta do something special. Don't know what it's gotta be, but I gotta do something special.
Yeah, well, so when is this anniversary show going on? So I can make sure it's on my calendar.
$1 million it was.
Well, her area code is not 409, though.
Well, She's close to 409, so she might be somewhere else because she tweeted me off of somebody else's Twitter asking for the info.
That is interesting.
Is that not a true person though? Like, you got on somebody else's Twitter.
That's love right there.
Not connected, and she used somebody else's.
Right. Let me find out she at the bus stop using the payphone.
Oh man, you got
payphones and shit.
You got fucking jokes. Like, so bad.
I didn't even know payphones was there.
I don't know either.
She's a Chinese version of my phone.
Okay.
Hurry up to call $1. Call $1 to your phone.
So,
stupid.
Listen, August the 31st, we have exactly 30 days to plan a show of all shows.
Uh-oh.
Y'all let me plan the show?
Zeddy. Unless you are getting a round trip ticket to North Carolina or you're getting me a round trip ticket to Texas, then you're just going to be a spectator on Tiny Chat showing us.
Hey, that's my birthday weekend. You know what I'm saying? That's my birthday weekend. So
well,
you need to travel. That could be a birthday present for me. You know, let me plan craziness.
You wanna? Oh, it's your birthday present, so you wanna come play in some? You wanna play in a cream forest? That's what you wanna do. You wanna come play in a creamy pie? You want a creamy pie?
I'm playing a show so crazy for Chalk Mommy. It's gonna be crazy. So it's gonna be like epic. It's gonna be like an Oscar worthy performance. That's what it's gonna be like.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So what are you planning on doing?
See, if I tell everybody now, that's not going to have that same, you know, So I got to wait, you know. I got to give them piece by piece, day by day.
Okay, does it consist of...
Because he's going to be in the lab tonight, writing it down in his diary. Dear diary.
Dear journal.
On August the 31st, I'm coming to North Carolina... And I'm going to beat
someone's ass. I'm going to North Carolina. See, y'all playing too much now. Y'all playing too much. But, all right. In my journal, I'm going to be playing a crazy-ass show for Chalk Mommy Radio, Chocolate City Radio,
mm-hmm.
with Chalk Mommy. And Dahlia is even going to be in this as well.
I'm gonna be in this as well. Okay, now you got my attention. I'm listening.
No, that's right. I'm not gonna tell anything now. I'm just letting y'all know.
No, I'm gonna need to know ahead of time.
It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be crazy soon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely gonna have to be webcammed up so I can see. So I'm definitely gonna have to
right.
be there, so I can watch this one.
Right.
I'm with it. I'm excited, lady.
I bet you are.
For somebody to sell sex toys, it don't take too much to get you going, girl. You go, girl.
Toys on me. I can sponsor the event, so you just let me know.
Well, girl, you need to. I'm gonna hit you up. I'm gonna DM you. No.
Cheek. Oh yeah, she is. She's sponsoring a contest with some dick. Okay.
We can do. Y'all can have strip trivia. There you go.
Strip trivia.
Yeah. Every time I get an answer wrong, you know, an article and quote has to be removed.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. What happens if you get the answer wrong though? What are we gonna see?
I'm the one asking the questions. See, yeah.
Well, what happens if we get the questions right, though?
Right. Let me find out he's trying to run something.
You know what?
You didn't answer the question, though.
What's up?
You still didn't answer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need to see
Nick and Ball. Like, what happened?
There's so much going on, you know, so I miss a question, you know. My head. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think about
I
so
said,
much in a day.
I said, can we see your erection on TV? I said, can you put it on the
cam? Oh, you want to see my erection on cam?
Curiosity who asked me questions about my sexuality or questions about relationships or questions about stuff like that. But like I tell them, good pussy is one size fit all. And that's real talk.
Yeah.
It's supposed to stretch back. It's supposed to bounce back like a rubber band. It ain't what people think. It's all in their head. Like, it's not. Men think that, you know, if they see you with a big penis that, you know, like, I've never been with anyone in my personal life that has big horse dicks like I shot in film, you know, and I'm not getting that all the time. Now, think about it. Like, men, they just unrealistic. I'm sure unless your girl is a virgin before she fucked with you, they 9 times out of 10, I'm sure she had a penis bigger than yours, and I'm sure her pussy's good to you. Like, unless she just, you know, been stretched out every day for hella days. I mean, come on now. Like,
yeah.
Big dick every once in a while ain't gonna hurt. Your pussy's supposed to stretch back. It's supposed to pop back to normal.
You're right. That's
I mean,
why
men just don't
feel good after
better.
You have kids, too. So,
yeah,
the dick
so if, you,
be
if
nothing.
You have a baby, you know what I mean? I'm sure. Like, I don't have no kids, so I don't know what the pussy's like afterwards, but I assume that your pussy go back to normal.
Yes,
but, you
mine
know,
is even tighter
just,
now.
It's even tighter?
Yeah, it shrinks. Like, it
yeah, it's
smaller.
Even tighter now because it, like, healed, and I guess it got back smaller.
And then not only that, but what people don't understand is, like, let's say, for instance, I have sex with someone with a big penis, and we have, you know, hardcore sex, the inside of my pussy walls are going to swell. Therefore, it's going to tighten up. It don't loosen up. It actually gets tighter afterwards because it swells in the inside. So that just goes to show you how much men know about vagina. But anyway, you know, I'm sure it's a lot of questions you got that you want to know personally about my adult entertainment, but let's stick to what I called in for, which is my music.
Music.
Yes. Now, what made you decide that you wanted to get into music? Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, the first song, I can't remember the song that I heard, but it was you and Dre No Salucci and the video. And I also know that you deal with Big Gov and everything like that, because me and Big Gov are good friends and stuff like that. And, you know, he's like, he does music with you and everything like that. And I saw the video, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, I was shocked because I was like, I didn't think that you would, like, really make that transition. You know what I mean? Not saying that there's anything wrong with it, but I liked the song. It had hella hits and everything like that. And I was just like, oh, look at Dre. She is making him look so good. And I just got laughing. So then it's like, boom. Now it's like you're full-fledged into the music business. People are feeling you. And you're, like, doing features with other artists. So how does that feel? Like, what made you just say, fuck it, today I'm going to start rapping?
Well, honestly, I've been traveling for the past, like, 5 years, doing different hostings and feature shows. I'll often do shows alongside with other artists that would ask me to do features for them. And I would be like, you know, I don't rap. And they'd be like, yeah, you do. And I'm like, word? You thought I rap? Or, you know, maybe I'll be emceeing an event, and between acts, my fans would yell out from the crowd, it's your turn, Pinky, rap, rap, rap. So it was more so something that was brought to my attention by other artists and fans, and my personal friends and family, you know, they know that it's something I always like to do on, you know, just messing around with my family and friends, because I'm, like, always the center of attention and entertaining them and cracking jokes and rapping and doing different stuff just to have fun with them. So, you know, in that sense, like, they listen to my music, they really proud of me, and they like, man, I remember all them times you used to rap, and you know, you always wanted to do that, and, you know, I never took it seriously before, but when so many people started bringing it to my attention, I was like, you know, let me actually look into this and try this. And then, you know, Cheddar from Cheddar DVD had brought me a song, you know, and it was called Porno Star. It's on my mixtape, shout out to DJ Scream, Hood Rich, called Fuck You Pay Me. You get that on livemixtapes.com. But, so, you know, once I was in the studio and heard myself on the actual song, I was, like, really impressed, even though I was really, really nervous when I did it. I was like, oh, my God, this actually sounds good. So, you know, from there, I got my own studio and started working with different engineers, you know, such as Gov and Big Gov, Black Government Entertainment. So I just started enjoying it more and more and more. And then when I would do my performances live at my shows and people would know the words to my songs and rap along with me, I'm like, oh, my God, this is hella fun, you know? And then making music videos and watching myself and the way I'm rapping and doing it, I'll be looking like, damn, like, I can't believe how good of a job I did. You would think that I had been doing it or something, like just the facial expressions and the way I move my body when I'm doing it, and I just be so deep when I see it and just drawn in, like, damn, I look good, you know?
So
that's what's up.
With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and play the song that your poster and your picture that everybody is putting up bends on me. And I'm not playing the clean version because they ain't shit clean about my show. We like it.
Okay, now.
So, here it is.
Thank you.
Matter of fact, why don't you go ahead and introduce your song, Mama?
What's up? It's your girl Pinky from PinkyXXX.com, and we finna drop them bands. So listen to my new hot single, Bands On Me, Bands On Me. Drop them bands on me.
Here we go.
Go ahead, drop them bands on me. Drop some bands on me.
working hard. I ain't even going front. I thought Chico
Thank
was
going
to start clapping.
I know. I'm like, I'm going to play at the club tomorrow.
Well, hell yeah.
I appreciate that.
You
I can't wait for you to play my next song. You're going to like that one, too.
Okay, now, which one? I have Pussy That Good and then That Good Remix.
It's the ATL mix.
Okay, I don't know which one that is because when Miss Boss Lady sent it over, she didn't say, she didn't,
It's probably the remix.
Okay, I'll go ahead and play the good remix.
Go ahead.
Royalty Entertainment. You niggas in the club ain't talking about shit. It's some bitches in this motherfucker trying to get rich. We ain't talking about head, we ain't talking about dick. Nigga pay my bills, nigga pay my rent. Get us to see that good. 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 You ain't getting no pussy, I ain't sucking no dick. If you ain't talking about money, you ain't talking about shit. Nigga pay my bills, nigga pay my rent. You ain't never seen a bitch with an ass like this. Watch you make it clap, now watch you make it jump. I'm a bad yellow bitch, nigga down to the pump. I ain't worried about shit, but what a bitch gon' make. When I've been the same over, nigga, give me my cake. Where the money at, nigga, gon' tear mine off. I'll give it all back, take that dick is off. Give me money, nigga, ain't shit free. Stop talking about you, and nigga, talk about me. Yeah, you niggas in this club ain't talking about shit. It's some bitches in this motherfucker trying to get rich. We ain't talking about head, we ain't talking about dick. Nigga, pay my bills, nigga, pay my rent. Get a pussy that good. 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 I ain't looking for a boyfriend, nigga, don't play. I ain't really trying to hear what you niggas trying to say. All a bitch trying to hear is what a nigga trying to pay. That's how I get them in the club down at MIA. Nigga, bust a few bins. Make a bitch rich. I'm that bad, nigga, I'm that sick. Watch a bitch float away, I be popping my shit. If you a broke-ass nigga, get up out of here quick. You wouldn't know what to do if this pussy got wet. And ain't a nigga walked in with enough money yet. Give me money, nigga, ain't shit free. Stop talking about you and nigga, talk about me. You niggas in this club ain't talking about shit. It's some bitches in this motherfucker trying to get rich. We ain't talking about head, we ain't talking about dick. Nigga, pay my bills, nigga, pay my rent. Get a pussy that good. Get a pussy that good. Get a pussy that good. Get a pussy that good.
I took it in my tools, I can't fit it in the wild. Don't throw it on the floor, it ain't tricking if you got it. I gotta let her have it, or else I gotta have it. Put it in my lap, make it bounce like a rabbit. The way you throw it back, make me wanna throw it back. Keep doing it like that, you gon' make a nigga cash. I'ma pay your house note, I'ma pay your car note. All I do is go out when I pull up, it's a car show. Niggas kill me, why the fuck they in the bar, bro? Do it all the night, I'ma get it back tomorrow. If money talks, then I guess I got a lot to say. If your pussy that good, I'ma pay like I weigh 7
You niggas in the club ain't talking about shit. It's some bitches in this motherfucker trying to get rich. We ain't talking about head, we ain't talking about dick. Nigga, pay my bills, nigga, pay my rent. Get a pussy that good. 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 You niggas in the club ain't talking about shit. It's some bitches in this motherfucker trying to get rich. We ain't talking about head, we ain't talking about dick. Nigga, pay my bills, nigga, pay my rent. Get a pussy that good. Get a pussy that good. Get a pussy that good. Get a pussy that
That's that was life. What was up. That is my motherfucking theme song.
Yes, please.
I need that as a ringback song. Can you make that as a ringback song?
I'm saying.
Well, guys,
that's been hot too.
I had Pinky from 10 to 10:20. Pinky, I really appreciate you coming on. I'm going to do a blog about you being on the show and all the information that I need I'm going to hit Boss Lady up and get everything.
Is there any callers waiting to get on?
Oh, yeah, actually it is. So I can.
Because this is my third radio interview tonight, and the last two, no one took any callers in. No, I think we had one attempt, but the person, we couldn't hear him. And everybody, like, kind of mad about that because they've been following every interview I've been doing, waiting on the line. Ain't nobody got to say nothing.
I can bring them in. I just knew that she was, like, from 10 to 10, 20. But I got people that want to ask you questions. So just tell me how. I'll bring them in and you run until you got to go, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to bring on the first caller. Last four ending in 6132. You're on the line with Pinky. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
What's good?
Hi. How you doing? Big fan. I really like the record. Good luck with. I just want to give you a good luck with your career. Definitely put together a nice push for that because you know you have a lot of venues here, and I really wish you the best success. And you know, like I said, a lot of women that are doing it. You know, a lot of them are just missing one thing, and you have an angle where a lot of people don't have an angle. You just got to exploit that angle and take the most advantage of everything you got going. So I definitely wish you the best record. I mean, best luck on your career. So I'm definitely going to be a fan and following you.
I really appreciate you calling in and telling me that. That type of stuff inspired me and motivated me to keep going.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you. I'm a big fan of yours. So you keep doing the hard work, keep doing the work. I'm definitely going to be watching and listening out for you. Are you dropping any visuals for this?
Yeah, I did shoot. I shot some footage in Detroit recently for Pussy That Good. We're going to review the footage to see if I need to shoot more or not. For Bands On Me, I'm not really sure where I want to shoot it, but I've got a lot of directors that want to work with me with it. So we in the works of it.
Okay, definitely. Any collaboration? I know I got shorts. I just want to ask you, do you have any collaborations you're lining up right now with other artists?
A lot of artists in Atlanta right now, producers. Are mostly up and coming.
No, that's the best one to work with anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That way you can show that way you can say that your career blew up on your own instead of somebody saying, well, yeah, it was my work that helped you get to where it is. You know, your talent will take you where you have to go.
At the end of the day, I'm already branded, so even if I were to collab with somebody really hot that got me exposure, as long as I get there, I ain't really worried how to say I got there because everybody know at the end of the day, I started this Pink shit.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Exactly. How funny is that, right? I guess we got a Pink Wednesday tonight.
I'll follow you back.
Well, we call it a Pink Wednesday tonight then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking right.
Yeah, here we go. It'll be Pink Wednesday. That'll be the next time you're on the show. Well, again, thanks for your time and thanks for taking the call. You have a good evening.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Pinky, you got time for another call because we have some more.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Area code 510, last four, 1894. You're on the line with Pinky.
Oakland.
Pinky, what's up with it, Pinky?
What's good, town business?
This case easy, man. Case long.
Hey, what's good?
Oh, you know, I'm just hanging, man. You know, I have to call in and support, you know?
Well, I appreciate you. I heard you've been doing big things with G-Unit.
Yeah, I've been fucking with Yayo. Me and Yayo got some shit going on. I got this mixtape he hosted for me and shit. And, you know, I've been working with...
What's it called?
Yeah, working with Lloyd Banks producer, Del Pesci. You feel me? Shout out to Del Boy.
What's the name of the mixtape?
Competition With Myself.
Okay. What is it
called? Huh?
I said, when do it drop?
That's what I'm still trying to figure out because I was supposed to drop it at the beginning of this year, but I ended up just dropping my second LP because the artwork and shit wasn't done. But I don't know. I might give it to him on Christmas or Thanksgiving. You know, so I'm thinking third quarter sometime, but if not, I'm going to just push it to the fourth.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, but I'm really, man, me and you got to collaborate for real.
Oh, okay. All right, man, we can collab.
Yeah, you know,
I'll DM you my email address. I'll DM you my email address, and then you can send me something with a verse open, and then when I get home, I'll lay it down.
Okay, for sure, yeah, because I got some shit, too, already ready.
Okay.
Yeah, man. It's going to be good. Your shit sounded nice. You feel me?
Yeah, I've been in Atlanta hitting these streets hard body, just doing my promo for Bands On Me and Pussy That Good. And I got a mixtape coming out called Swagalicious. So,
yeah.
And I'm going to also do that with Scream, which for the Hood Rich series.
Okay.
Just been pushing that real hard and, you know, just trying to stay focused and, you know, ignore the haters.
Hey, for real. Hey, as long as we got haters, that's how we know we're doing something right, you feel me?
Yeah.
For real, more success, more haters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need to make a new word for, like, premium haters. Like, they got haters, and it's, like, premium haters, like the ones that wish you die. They should come up with a new name for haters, because it's like everybody use haters, the word haters, so freely, but it should be a special category for the ones that really wake up and sleep, eat, and shit, wishing you would die. It's kind of like a stalker / hater category, maybe.
Yeah, stater.
I have a question for you. How do you deal with that? Like, how do you deal with people who hate on you so bad for crossing over in industries, wishing you to fail?
Because they only on the internet, hiding behind their computer. They ain't never in my face.
Yeah.
So that's how I deal with them. I block them. I block them on Twitter, Instagram. Or sometimes I won't block them, and I just let my fans go in on them.
Hey, for real.
Yeah.
Like, hey, the moment always talk, man. You know, people always go talk. They never go, you know, they don't know what they speak. You know, they just want to be involved in something, you know. They thirsty. They desperate, you know. That's all.
Pinky, you got
some
questions? You still got time to take some more?
Yeah. Thanks for calling in, K-Talk, and I'll put you in your DM, but we want to take a couple more calls before I get off.
Okay, for sure, Pink.
Thank you. I'm going to play
All right, I'll see you.
Listen to the show.
Okay.
Area code 408, last four is 8828. You're now live with Pinky.
San Jose, Bay Area.
Yeah, what's happening with it? It's the kid, Premier Mustang, the up-and-coming genius.
What's good?
I hear that music pussy real good. That's pretty fly, right? I like that. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you.
You know what? I'm listening to you talk about these haters, and I came up with a new word for 2012. Since my name is Premier, and it's a big event, we just going to call these niggas Premier Haters. Because, like, you want to be a big
Premier
hater. Yeah. Man, don't worry about them. You keep doing your thing and put that muscle, man. You know how this game goes. It's just like the world, but psychic, you're making money.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. Don't even worry about it. I hope you got more stuff on the way. I'll be looking for it.
I do.
You could just pull out.
I'm also featured in a couple independent films. You familiar with Damon Jamal? He do a lot of stuff for Livewire Records. He a director. He did My Backbone and Bad Bitch. He did Break Your Pump and Feel the Bitch. Well, we got a movie coming out called Boats. So that's coming out.
And
I also something with a director out here in Atlanta named Muggsy called Love is Blind. So I'll be looking for that too.
I bet. You got that. Ain't hard to find it all. So keep doing your thing, shawty.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling in.
Always.
Okay, next call is going to be from 404. Last four is 1984.
Atlanta.
What's good? What's going on? How you doing?
Good. You coming to see me tonight at Chit Chats and tomorrow at Pinups?
I don't know. I wish I could. I might. You know what I'm saying? I'm at work. I'm at the Western and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm at work. I can't get out yet.
I'm also going to be at Toe Jams in Bankhead from 3 to 6 p.m. tomorrow. We having a meet and greet / barbecue.
Oh, well, okay. I might come up there tomorrow, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, I was just trying to holler at you. I'm glad you got out that porno shit and started doing some more better shit, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I really appreciate you believing in me and wanting to see me do more for my future, but I haven't hung up. I haven't hung up the strap on just yet.
I need something to jack off to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, a lot of people assume that I haven't been working just because they don't see the game saturated with my work. But really, I only shoot for myself now. So if you go to pinkytriplex.com and newbooties.com, you'll see updates, you know. And then, you know, every so often I make a DVD that's distributed through Exquisite. But they so used to seeing it so much. And since I don't shoot as often, people assume that I retired, but I haven't. But, you know, eventually I will put it back. But, you know, I'm not finna, you know, cut my money off in one area before making more. So, you know, I'll straddle the fence until I have those other incomes replacing that income. So right now, I'm getting it. Getting it how I live.
I feel that. Mm. How you feel about when you worked with Richie Rich? I was spinning that song right there. We had Richie Rich on one of them mix CDs.
Oh, yeah.
Shit was hot right there.
You know, he an OG, and everybody
I fuck with Richie Rich.
You know, we grew up on him, you know? So
enjoyed
work with him. And we actually have a new song coming out that he on, so I can't wait for everybody to hear. We actually going back and forth capping on each other a little bit, you know. So, I love working with him. We actually got to do an event before in Milwaukee, one of them Pimp Player Balls. I was out there with him and Two Short and Pimp and Ken and all of that. So that was like
You know what I'm saying? You need to get what's name on your set too. You fuck with Young Ma?
Oh yeah, I'm trying to work on that too. Actually, that was one of the people that I have on my list that I want to hit up. So I got it. And I actually got a song called All That Booty with Player Los and Two Short. So I mean, it's not my song, but we all on there together. So, you know, you could go to YouTube or Vlad TV or worldofcomedypop.com. You will see some of my videos.
Yeah, I'm going to go check it out. You know, I'm going to check this shit out.
I really appreciate you calling in. And if you hit me on my Twitter, I will follow back.
I got you.
Thank you. Pink, you got time for another call?
Go ahead.
Okay. The area code is 757-0304, the last four. You almost called.
Is that Virginia?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Pinky? My name is Tanya. Hello?
Good.
Yes, I'm going to keep this, you know, pretty short, you know, but, you know, I just wanted to show you, you know, a bunch of love on here. So I'm a huge fan of you, and you are so beautiful.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Also, can you follow me back on Twitter?
I sure will.
All right, Miss TT. 828. Yes, but I'm gonna mention you so you can see who I am. Why don't you? When's the next time you coming back to the Tidewater area?
You know, I'm not sure. So far as the DMV area, you know, I come to Baltimore a lot, or at least three times a year. I've been to DC a few times already. You know, I never really know where I'm gonna be until they hit me. But I want to give a shout out to Joe Pro. He up in Virginia. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to come back. You know, as soon as somebody calls about booking, I will be back, and I'll keep you posted on my Twitter, my Instagram. So hopefully I'll be back soon.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I hope to see you soon.
All
right.
Thanks
for talking to you.
Thank you
for calling in. I'm going to place you on hold.
Okay.
Pinky, we have three more calls. Just let me know how your time is, okay, Mom?
All right, go ahead.
Okay, 708, last four is 4876. You're live with Pinky.
Peggy, what up, man? I'm always in the chat. What's good?
I remember, though. Where is that?
Chicago.
Ah, man, I knew that. What's up?
What's good, man? Shit, I'm trying to see what's up with you, man.
Well, you know, I was there with at Club Me with 2 Chainz and Lil DeVoe. We was up in Chicago, Club Me for New Year's. Then
the
Exotica convention, And I did the factory like 2 weeks in a row. So I've been in Chicago a few times this year.
Okay, that's what's up. I see you on your little music shit and shit now. I see you slang, man. That's what's up, though.
Yeah, Bands On Me and Pussy That Good.
Yeah, that Bands On Me go higher, though.
Say what?
I said that Bands On Me go hard, though. I heard that shit safe.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's what's up, though. That's what's up. But I was just calling to see what you was on, man. I just wanted to let you hear my voice and shit. I wanted to congratulate you on your career or whatnot.
Well, thank
all these
you.
Hitters.
I really appreciate it. If you hit me, I will follow back.
All right. Shit, I'm going to tweet you now on Twitter. My name, that nigga Bills.
Okay.
All right.
For sure.
Thank you for calling. Okay, we have a call from area code 86. Well, they hung up. Okay, no, they didn't. 864. Last four is 1151. You're on the call with Pinky.
So what's up?
Where are you calling from?
Fineburn, South Carolina.
I swear I knew. I was like, I think that's a Carolina number.
Yes. We is from Carolina. See, I'm just keeping this little show. You know, I was upstairs singing your little song, and my cousin gave me $2 that I wouldn't sing it while you was on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. I know I'm doing extra on the phone and some more stuff. My bad.
It's all good, baby. Do what you feel.
You ready to say? You give me my phone? I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay, go on and drop some bands on me, bands. Okay, you owe me $1. You owe me $1. I wanted to congratulate you on your little career.
Well, thank you.
I want to congratulate you on your career. You know, I love all your music. So I sure do be dancing at home by myself.
Well,
but,
thank you.
Keep the haters hating. I really don't give a fuck about them. But I do follow you on Twitter.
I will follow back so you can officially be part of Team Pinky.
And my Twitter name is Miss Monique Juicy. That's MRX. MONIQUEJUICY.
Okay, Monique, that's my middle name.
Monique, your middle name?
Yep, that's my real middle name.
Oh, that's, we got a special bun.
Yeah.
But it was nice talking to you, Pinky.
Well, I really appreciate you calling in. I'm going to follow back.
Okay, thank you, boo.
All right.
Pinky, how was your time, Ma?
You keep going.
Okay, 434, the last four is 7536. You're live on the air with Pinky.
Hi, this is Ashley.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Virginia.
Hey, what's good?
Nothing. I just want to congratulate you on your new career. Hopefully that kicks off really well. I just want to tell you that I'm like one of your biggest fans.
Thank you.
And I just want to say that you're doing an awesome job at what you do and keep doing it.
Thank you. I really appreciate you calling in and telling me that.
Oh, you're welcome. And I absolutely love your hair.
Thank you. You know, I've been doing my natural look recently.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody went
crazy
about it on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me on my Instagram. It's the same name as my Twitter, The Real Pinky XXX. But yeah, I've been doing the wet look. My partner was like, you know, try do them little waves you used to do.
Yeah, those.
So I've been doing my hair
really
up, and it just bring my face out more. So people are like, dang, you know, you look so young. I didn't know you was that pretty. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, thank you. So I've been pulling my hair up my face, trying to wear my natural color, because I want people to see me. You know, not just with the pink hair, just because when I do my rap music videos, I always try to incorporate my dark look and my red look, you know, because I have my little alter ego thing going on. So,
yeah.
But, yeah,
and
I
you
really
definitely,
appreciate that.
Thank you. Thanks. And you definitely need to follow me back on Twitter. My name is Lemonade Shorty.
Lemonade Shorty?
Yes.
Okay. I will definitely follow you back.
And I will definitely tweet you out. But thank you for talking to me.
Of
This really made my night.
I appreciate you calling, taking the time to call in.
Most definitely. You have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
How was your time?
So, Pinky, I have to...
How was your time, Pinky?
You can keep it coming. I'll just keep going until somebody call my phone and tell me that I got to go.
Oh, okay.
I have to say, Pinky, I could see you rocking that ponytail, though, in that Bands Only video, because you know how you'd be swinging your ponytail back and forth? Like,
yeah.
When I was listening to it, I was imagining you, like, swinging that ponytail, so.
Oh, my God.
That's, like, your signature
every
thing.
I'd be at my little shows having fun. Even, like, if I don't have my ponytail, like, I would wear my little pink or red wig, and then when I'm really, really feeling it, I'll snatch my wig off and start tossing my hair, my real hair, like
yes.
A lot of car. Yeah.
That's your thing. Like, I could picture you, like, when you be flipping it, go on, drop them bands on me. I'm like, oh, okay,
yeah.
I can see it. I can picture the video.
Thank you.
Okay, let me see. We're going to bring on, let's see here. Damn. Okay, 832, last four is 2350. You're live on the air with Pinky.
What it do, Pink?
What's up? You calling from the Carolinas, too?
Nah, I'm calling from that Ace time, baby.
Oh, crap. I got that one wrong. What's up, Ace fam?
Shit, no, you know, I was just trying to say, thank you for everything you've been doing out here in these streets, man. You need to keep doing what you're doing, man. That's some good shit you're doing out here. Even though you got some boppers on your team, too, I see. But shit, we already know who started most of this shit, so just keep doing what you're doing, honey.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in from H-Town. Did you get to go to Trey Day this year?
Yeah, I had one.
Okay, I wish I would have been able to come. Shout out to Trey the Truth. I was so disappointed. I missed it, but I had got booked to do something in Charlotte, and they had paid me well in advance, and I had got my dates mixed up and forgot that was Trey Day. So I was real disappointed, but I wish I could have made it.
Gravy. You know, you're a busy woman. I ain't going to strip on this shit. It'll come back
to you.
I will
definitely be there next year, though.
All right, I'll be good. I'll be happy to see you, too. I wish you followed me back on Twitter, too, Mama.
I definitely will. Just hit me, and I will definitely follow you back.
Okay,
speaking
man,
of Houston, shout-out to Corey Mo Music for on Twitter.
I read it,
part of UGK family. I just got to go to Bun B and Webby music shoot the other day, so shout-out to UGK.
Hola. That's what it do. That's what it do, sweet. And you just keep doing what you're doing out here, man. Fuck them haters like you always say.
Thank you, baby.
And my name at Greens Point, too. I'm going to hit you up.
Okay, for sure.
All right, sweet.
Okay, the next caller, 347. Last four is 0126. Hi.
What's good? What's good, speechless?
347-0126, you're live.
Hello?
Hello?
What's good?
Yo, it's cracking.
What's good? Where are you calling from?
Calling from Brooklyn, the Crown Heights. You heard me. Big Chris.
I thought that was New York.
Yeah, Chuck Mommy, what it is? Hey, July 18th, y'all, what it is?
Have
it. Good.
This
what it is, y'all?
Show me Big Crip. Meet Pinky.
Yeah, yo, I've been following Pinky on Facebook, but then she I think you deleted, jumped out, bought her some God for you or something like that a long time ago. What it is, y'all?
On what? Facebook?
When you was on Facebook a long time ago?
Nah, but you got to understand, a lot of people have fake pages of me on Facebook. My real Facebook page is private, so you can only get to my page through people I'm already messing with. But my fan page is PinkyXXX.
Okay, but hey, I call for how you get song with you, man. How you do all them things?
Well, hit me on Twitter. I'll follow you back, and I'll DM you information on how to get in contact with me. But I do charge, so.
Charge ain't nothing. Money ain't thing on my side, Shawty. Trust me.
Well, that's what I want to hear. So just hit me up on Twitter. I'll follow you, and then you know you could converse back and forth on DM so far as email addresses. You can send me some of your work so I can get an idea how you sound, and, you know, we take it from there.
Oh, I'm a gangster rapper.
He riding around,
right,
he crippin'.
Yeah, I got big singles. Ain't nobody messing with my views.
Okay, well, you know, I was just in New York. I was in Queens and Bronx and Harlem. I was supposed to do a show in Brooklyn, but I guess the club owner couldn't, or the promoter or whoever couldn't get it together, so we had to switch it to another spot. So,
oh, okay.
I've been in Brooklyn, but it didn't work out, man. I had to change my show to Club
11. Yeah. You're supposed to be
remember?
Exit, Club Exit.
Yeah, they was with some BS, and we had to move the event to somewhere else. And I really didn't like that because I ain't never got to do nothing.
But the homie said, yo, that stuff got canceled. I was like, oh, word, man, F with it.
Yeah. I ended up at Charlotte and Queens, and then I went to Club 11 in the Bronx. Then I had came back and did something in Elizabeth, New Jersey. So Brooklyn, you know, I tried, but, you know, it was beyond my control.
Oh, it was all gravy, though. Well, you know, keep your thing. I'll keep doing your duck there with yours.
I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Chop Mom, call back later. Talk to the homie later. You heard me.
Got you. I love you.
Yeah, gotta go handle something. You heard me. No, I love you too. You heard me. Hey, yo, chill out. Yeah, you heard it. Later, shout
it. You Brooklyn from New Orleans, Louisiana?
No, I'm Brooklyn from Jamaica, West Indies. Lives in Florida.
Oh, okay. I just heard that. You heard me. Thought it was like, sound like some Louisiana to me.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Okay, let me see. We have 832. No, damn. I'm bugging, like, really bad. Okay, 504, and the last, well, damn. The last four is 1074. You're live on the air with Pinky.
Yo, what up, Pinky?
What's good?
Nothing. Chilling. Calling from that New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yeah, I see 504.
Yeah, when you gonna come show us some love? I never seen you down there.
I did something a couple times for Essence Festival at the Chocolate Bar. What else I did out there? I did something else like a half hour outside of New Orleans. But you're right, I haven't really been out there too much. So maybe now that I'm doing my music, it'll open more doors for me to be able to come back, you know, or you know, have...
Yeah, no doubt. You definitely got to do that.
Mm-hmm. I would love to come out there.
Yeah, you got to fuck with Republic in New Orleans, you know, club out there that I promote at. So if you ever want to get a little show going there, you know, let me know. I can follow
you. Well, for sure.
Well,
get in touch with me so I can give you the information on how to book me. And, you know, let's make it happen.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I do autograph signs, conventions, hostings, feature shows, rap shows, all of that shit. Project,
yeah.
Barbecues, watch parties.
Yes, I don't know that would be too safe, you know, for out in New Orleans like that. But, you know, we're just going to keep it with the club scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But, definitely, I'm going to hit you up on Twitter, you know. I can just DM me information so we can get that going.
Sure. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you. Then.
All right.
How was your time?
Y'all must got a Mac computer. That's that Mac computer sound.
Now I have a Dell. No, damn, I got an HP. That's my shit.
Oh, no, because on my Mac computer, when I sometimes it make that same sound when I be, like, pressing on stuff. It be like...
Your time is good?
Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
Okay.
I have a question for her, Chuck.
Go ahead, honey.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, it's Dahlia. Basically, I know you're from Cali and everything. I know people have, like, mistaken you for Keisha Cole and Keisha Cole for you. How did you deal with that?
Honestly, it ain't really nothing to deal with. From the beginning of time, you know, people want to identify with people that look familiar to them. So ever since before I was Pinky, I've been called every person that's been light-skinned on TV, from Maya to Mia to Lisa Monet, anybody that anybody's ever seen that's been light-skinned on TV.
Light-skinned,
yeah. Like,
But that's just how I go. You know what I mean? Even before I ever was a performer or anything, even when I was a kid, people would say, oh, you look like Maya, or you look like this person. I think it's just in human nature for someone to want to familiarize, you know, what they see to something else in comparison.
Okay. But I'm from the Bay Area, too, by the way, San Francisco.
Oh, okay. My family from San Francisco.
That's what's
yep.
up. Diamond Heights.
Project, Mission, Daly City. All of that. I just recently used to live in Pacifica, so, I mean, I ain't
okay.
almost, but, yeah, my family's from San Francisco. Yeah.
That's what's up.
I was born in Oakland.
That's what's up.
I got a question for you, Charles.
Go ahead.
What's the craziest moment that you've had in the entertainment industry so far?
I don't really know. I could tell you just the first thing that popped in my head that I've seen. I recently saw it out here in Atlanta, but I had seen it another time at one of my shows in Alabama. But this girl, she had blew up one of them balloons that's like real skinny and long. And she swallowed it whole and opened her mouth and was talking and everything like the balloon disappeared. And then she ended up coughing it back up. I was like, damn, how you do that? I had a few people get tattoos of me on their arms and stuff. What else? When I went to Amsterdam, they had these little catwalks, and I was, like, walking on the catwalk, and everybody was trying to pull me off the stage, and they was all crying and screaming and acting like I was Michael Jackson or something. And it was kind of scared me a little bit. What else have I seen? I can't say. I don't know. I can't really think of nothing off the top of my head. What was you shooting for? Like, what kind of craziness was you talking about?
I would just necessarily, like, as far as, like, you know, because some people always have, like, real embarrassing moments that have happened to them. I've heard craziest stuff that people have peed on themselves from being so drunk and whatnot on the stage. I've heard all kind of crazy stuff.
Well, it was one time we was shooting my first orgy scene, and this girl kind of shitted on herself a little bit and was embarrassed and ran off set. But it wasn't like a full turd or nothing. It was just like a little skeet. But, I mean, whatever. If you're talking about something like disgusting and embarrassing like that, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's a good
one. She was like, oh, no, the enema's coming out.
Oh, no. So, Pinky, this is Jazzy. I'm not really ready to get a pinky tattoo yet, but I feel like we do need some T-shirts popping off. Like,
okay.
I need a T-shirt.
I got some Team Pinky shirts that I got from my street promo, but we also looking to get some really good quality rhinestone ones, you know, just to give it that pop. So as soon as I get some, I'll send y'all some. But y'all, you know, make sure y'all take a picture, send it to me.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up. I'd like to put those on my website. My website is under construction right now, but I'd like to add a link for people to purchase your T-shirts on my website. I'm sure that I have a lot of customers who will be very interested in that.
Okay.
So I'll hit you on Twitter, and I'll DM you my information, and you can let me know whether or not you want to link it to my site, and we'll figure that out.
Okay.
Now, Pinky, I have a couple of questions. Now, for people that would like to get into the adult entertainment, where can they submit stuff for you to consider them for your team?
You can send your pictures. With like, it ain't got to be a full-on bio, but, you know, just like your name, where you're from, what it is you interested in or whatever, some pictures. You can send the pinkyass@yahoo.com. and it's spelled Pinky the incorrect way, PinkieAssass@yahoo.com. And if you don't remember, just go to PinkyXXX.com and click on contacts, and that email address is on there, PinkyAssass@yahoo, PinkieAssass@yahoo. So my partner, he'll screen, you know, usually screen all the pictures out. When he sees something that he know I like, he'll forward it to me.
Okay.
Then you'll get a call where I'll, you know, screen you out further to see, you know, what it is you're trying to do and where your head is at.
Okay, now this question right here is, like, going to be funny to you. Well, no, it may not be funny to you, but it's going to be funny as fuck to me because I'm asking it. Now, I have a up-and-coming DVD that I'm about to do, and there's no men involved. And I have a very good friend of mine that's always in my fucking ear talking about I need to do a strap-on thing. So what is your advice to a newcomer like me about fucking a chick with a strap-on? Because I heard the scene that you and Cherokee had was off the chain because that's the one thing that sticks in his mind that you
The scene is really good. Don't get me wrong. It's just that, you know, me and her are both popular, so people probably really like that. But I got scenes that's way better than that one. Like, I got Lacey Duvall and Sarah J and Capri Styles. We, like, damn near broke the bed, you know. But my favorite one is Lacey because she gave the best energy and did the most, you know what I mean? So, so far as the strap-on, you talking about receiving or giving?
Well, I feel like it's only fair that I do both. But since this is new to me and every time that I do something, I always want to give my fans something different to look at and give them different.
So you do porn?
I haven't done porn like that. Basically, what I've done is, like, when I'm involved with somebody, when we fuck, I record it. And that's how I created my buzz, because I took the little clips and put it on my site. And I've been teasing people for 2 years now. So now I'm great.
Now it's time for you to do a feature on PinkyXXX.com or Pinky's New Booties. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I like that. She's all business, y'all. She plays no games.
I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I learned that. I got to, you know, get to the nitty-gritty of things because, you know, people will string you along and then next thing you know, they get everything and you don't get nothing, so.
Because you was waiting on them.
So, Pinky, I have a question. This is Jazzy again. I have a question. And this is just kind of going off the last night's show. How do you feel about bedazzled pussies?
Say what?
How do you feel about bedazzled pussies? Because I guess there's this new thing out, right, where girls can kind of
bedazzle
their pussy.
Where you get, like, rhinestones on your pussy?
Yes.
Yeah. And, like,
different. How do you feel about that?
I feel like that's just another luxury or, I guess, feminine hygiene with glitter type of thing to do. I guess, like, getting your ass crack bleached or waxed or your eyebrows plucked. You know, women gonna always want to do things to make, you know, make their bodies better or do stuff for their men that half the time the men don't even care about, you know. But I don't see nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's just the same as somebody trimming a little design down there or going in a tanning bed and putting a heart all right there. Or, you know what I mean? So I don't know if it's painful or not or how long it lasts or what kind of glue they're using or nothing. I never tried it. But it sounds kind of cute, I guess. I ain't
Thank
never seen
you.
It, though.
I told Dahlia that she can hot glue her pussy with bedazzle beads, and I'm just going to see this. The bomb
first off. Well, you know, it has to be beautiful. Women always doing different things. But I honestly think that a lot of things that we do is really for ourselves and for other
it
women.
Is.
You know, ooh, that's cute. Ooh, I like that. Ooh, where can I get that done at?
I'll send y'all a picture once
like
I get it done.
Well, I just feel like if you bedazzle your pussy, I feel like he can't get it all in his mouth because now he has too much other
other stuff to work with.
That's
I just wanted to put the whole, just put
I
put your list around.
I mean, it's all for show. It might be just something
it
you
is.
Might do to be like, hey, look at this. Ooh, you know. But I mean, you might not, like you said, you might want some head. You might not want to do it all the time. But you know,
I feel it's just like lingerie. You know, all these women go out and they get lingerie. Why get it when it's just going to be pulled off? You know, it's leading up into that moment.
True, well, but then, you know, some men just want straight sex and don't care. But after a while, if you're in a relationship with somebody, you know, whether the guy admit it or not, you know, or even if he's into it or not, it's still a nice gesture to do different things. Just let him know that, you know, you putting that effort for it and that you still have those type of feelings for him. It's more E for effort, A for effort. You know, it's just like, you know, you can already be having good sex, but you might still want to do something. It don't necessarily mean it's getting boring, but just something to show your appreciation, to let him know that you always aim to please, you know?
Exactly. Thank you, Pinky. Thank you.
I'm feeling you on that one. I have one last question. This is a question I actually wanted to ask. I was hyped to ask all week. I have to know what your workout regimen is, if you, in fact, have one, because everybody wants a pinky booty. Like, everybody's,
you know,
like, okay, I might got a little bit of ass, but I need that ass. God,
okay,
damn,
well,
I need that ass.
Honestly, how it go is I've been dancing. Like, I danced ballet for 10 years. I was dancing ballet since I was, like, 8 years old. So, you know, having that type of training and that type of discipline for so long, I think my body, you know, is just used to certain stuff. So, you know, your body have memory, you know. And I danced African dance and modern dance, all types of dancing. And then, you know, I was a dancer at the strip club as well. But besides that, my parents were very athletic, you know. I was always pretty much athletic build, slim. I always had small upper body, hips and ass and big calves. Even when I was really slim, I always had a bubble butt. You know, when I gained weight, everything on my everything got bigger, including my booty, my hips, my calves, my face. Everything overall got bigger. Recently, I lost some weight. It's really hard because I'm on the road a lot where, you know, sometimes if I work out twice a day, you know, it's easy for me to lose weight, but that's kind of unrealistic at times for me to be able to work out so much, you know. I just recently found out about the HCG drops, and the reason why it helps me so much is because I do like to eat, and I eat really good, and it really does suppress my appetite. So it's been helping me out a lot where I'm not as hungry, or when I smell certain foods. You know, when you smell food, you might not be hungry, but you smell something, it'll make you hungry. So with these drops, it's really suppressed my appetite and been able to make me more disciplined so I don't overeat or overindulge. And it has been hard for me because, like I said, I'm on the road a lot where my weight, I'll lose 10 pounds, gain it right back. You know what I mean? And what I didn't realize is, like, let's say you go 2 weeks hard and you lose 10 pounds. Then a holiday comes or you have a cheat date and it's like, okay, well, I can eat anything I want. No, you can't, because if you think you can eat anything you want and then when you go back to your workout and you doing the same workout and not going harder, then all of that weight just going to come right back. You know, it's kind of like you got to know about your diet, your body, talk to a nutritionist, you know, even finding out what your blood type is and what that got to do with your diet, because, you know, certain blood types, certain fruits and vegetables and meats is more beneficial and you get more nutrients out of that than other blood types. You know, and some foods are absolutely no-no depending on what blood type you are. So, you know, you need to figure that type of stuff out too. So for the most part, I have been exercising and not as much as I want to because I've been having a busy schedule. But like I said, I just recently started the HCG drops. And it's only been a week, and I haven't weighed myself, but I noticed that my stomach has significantly gotten flatter already. So, you know, but I will say that you want to work out, you want to measure the calorie intake, and you'll be surprised to know, like, how many calories are in certain foods that you might not even think. Like, you know, even with salads and the salad dressing, or you might feel like, okay, I had chicken breast, But you got to think about what type of condiments you're using and how many sugars and calories is in it. You know, I know a lot more about all this stuff than my body shows because I don't really follow. So, you know, but recently I have stepped my game up and been taking it more serious because at the end of the day, you know, I always had a perfect body majority of my life. It wasn't until recently that I gained a lot of weight, and I'm only 4'11", so I always wanted to be dumb thick because I felt like, oh, I'm a grown-ass woman now. Oh, look at my hips. Look at my thighs. Oh, I got titties now. But, you know, women have a tendency to want what they don't have and not knowing that you're already perfect the way you are, you know. But now it's just time for me to collect what's mine. I think I missed out on a lot of opportunities being oversized, and I did end up making more money, so that kind of confused me, but I know with doing more mainstream stuff, I need to lose weight. And when I talk to people in person, they be like, well, you look good, but they don't understand that I might not look fat in person, but on film, it puts you 15 pounds on you, you know? So a lot of people tell me, like, damn, you ain't even fat. But, you know, on film or in pictures, I don't always look as best as I can look. And I know that, like I said, I look good. Majority of my life had a perfect body. I didn't know it. And I'm kind of tired. I ain't gonna lie. I'm kind of tired of people calling me fat and tired of people, you know, thinking they the shit and thinking that they better than me. So I think it's just time for me, you know, to claim my throne. And because a lot of motherfuckers, nobody even wouldn't have looked at. You know what I mean? So I feel like, you know, y'all better be glad that I got a little overly thick, because if it wasn't for that, you might not even fucking exist. But anyway, that's a whole other story. But yeah, you know, just watch your calorie intake and try your best to work out at least 3-4 times a week. Stay away from soda. Soda is like a definite no-no. And then a lot of things that say 100% real juice is not, and there's a lot of sugars in them juices. Like, I love that Punch Minute Maid, but that stuff, boy, that make you gain a lot of weight. Like, you got to really try to do organic, maybe Odwalla, you know, the superfood, or, you know, maybe the Jamba Juice with a different, you know, nutrients or something every once in a while. But for the most part, just stay away from, they call it, dang, what kind of calories? They call it, like, I think they call it, like, lost calories, or I forgot what they call it, but basically unnecessary calories where you drinking a soda or drinking, you know, just like I recently been holding off the liquor and people are like, why you don't drink? I'm like, well, you know, I do drink, but I'm trying to save up my calories to eat something good, you know? I'd rather eat something good than have this drink, so I'm good, you know? So, yeah, and stay away from food.
All right, well, Team Peaky workout plan. She gonna put together a DVD, y'all.
Yes.
All right, well,
I got a DVD.
We were talking about that on the last radio interview about my my little workout thing I was gonna do. But yeah, I do have to go now. I gotta you know, freshen up, get up out here. I'm gonna be at I'm going to stop by Magic City and go holler at DJ Boo from the Coalition DJs Atlanta. Then my official event tonight is at Chit Chat. I'm going to be there tomorrow from 3 to 6. I'm going to be at Toe Jams and Bankhead doing a meet and greet / barbecue, signing autographs and giving out my CD and taking pictures. Then tomorrow night I got a party with Smurf World. At Pinups, so I will be doing that. And Saturday, I have a party with Diamond in El Paso, Texas, at Tricky Falls. So, you know, we getting it in. Follow me on Twitter, The Real Pinky XXX, the same name as my Instagram is my Twitter. You can go to pinkyxxx.com for new updates. I have a new girl I'm promoting named Stephanie. You come check my Twitter out. You'll see pictures of her and on my Instagram. She will be with me tonight at Chit Chat. So make sure you come through if you want to meet her as well. Our update should be up maybe in the next 48 hours on pinkytriplex.com. I got 2 independent films coming out. One called Boats, directed by Damon Jamal. One called Love is Blind by Muggsy. I have a clothing line we launching soon the website online called pinkessence.com, P-I-N-K-K, essence.com for club wear, stripper gear, lingerie, and leggings. What else I got going on? The new mixtape should be out soon, hosted by DJ Scream, Hood Rich. It's going to be called Swagalicious. The official singles is Bands on Me and Pussy That Good. I want to give a shout-out to Lil C. Thank you for hooking all this up. Helluva, that's the producer and rapper that's on Pussy That Good with me. Oh, if you want to hear some of my music and look at the videos and my iTunes, whatever, you can go to royalty, E-N-T, the number 4, life.com. So, yeah.
Well, Pinky,
I hit all the basics.
Yes, you did, and I would really like to thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming.
Thank you. Of course, I appreciate it.
Send you the information, because I swear, until I do this strap-on scene, my friend is not gonna shut the hell up. And I listen to him because people pay him lots of money for his opinion. So, you know, you're giving me advice, he's giving me advice, so eventually I'm going to go ahead and make that transition into the hardcore world and let everybody really see that my head game is a felony and my back shots are crucial. So thank you so much.
Okay, and like I said, if anybody interested in being Team Pinky or Pinky's New Booties, if you don't remember nothing else, go to pinkyxxx.com and click on contacts. And all the information to book me or send pictures or what have you is on there. Follow me on Twitter. Mention that you was on the show with me or you listened in, and I will follow back.
Hey,
the
yo,
real Pinky XXX.
Pinky.
What's good?
This is DJ Marv Gore. My boys swear on everything that you went to school here in Columbus. Is that true?
Come on now.
Right.
I went to school in Oakland, California. I did go to school for 2 years in Minnesota in Edina my freshman and sophomore year. My junior year went to El Cerrito High, and then I finished it off in Oakland at McClyman's. So, no, I've never been there. I just think people like me so much that they want to claim me. I don't have to rely on me so much. Like, every interview I've done tonight, they'd be like, is it true you're from Miami? Is it true you're from Minneapolis? Is it true you're from here? So I think people just like to claim me, that's all. But it's good. I'd rather them claim me than disown me.
True.
That's right.
Fucking right.
Well, you enjoyed
But thank you so
your...
much for having me on the show.
You're
and
welcome.
I appreciate it. And it was a lot of fun. And
hey,
I appreciate everybody who called in. And a shout out to all my fans. Y'all inspire me. And we're going to keep it lit, man. Let's have some fun. Come see me tonight at Chick Chops and at Pinups, Atlanta.
Thank you.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Good night.
Man, that was interesting as hell. So now,
good show.
I'm going to have to do the strap on. Now, I have to bring on Rikers, because I know he got something smart to say. Now, I got to give him an introduction, because this man right here is like the go-to dude in the industry, clothing, knowledge. He's just a sexy-ass, smart, hood, corporate. He's just all around. Matter of fact, this is the one I was telling y'all about last night about the what was that chick? Linda Blair and the exorcism going around on the face. So, without further ado, I have to bring on Rikers, Hercules.
Hello. Is everything okay? What's so funny?
Last night, I was talking about you, and the visual that I painted for them is nothing like what I just told you today. This was like the rated P. This is a PG version. No, excuse me, G. This is a G version compared to what I said last night.
Oh, what was that?
I can't really say what I said last night because you're such a...
Oh, okay. Hey, that's a good, yeah, that's the thing. People got to know how to tune in every day. You can't give them flashbacks. You know, they got to tune in every day. When they tune in every day, then they get the whole G. I only tuned in for a second because I had, like, a studio session, so I really didn't have a chance to really hear anything. I guess I'm lucky I didn't.
yeah, because you would have been blushing in your studio session, and then they would have looked at you and been like, yo, Rikers, what's wrong? Like...
Yeah, right. I would have been left go smiling like I was on E-pills or something. I can't be looking like the entertainers. Well, it's good. Thanks for having me on. I always listen to your show. Big fan of yours. You're really doing good. And like I tell people, you know, they should take your show as an example of the smallest thing you have in your back of your mind. Like, you can turn it to a business. You know, the working man is a sucker at the end of the day. You know, we all work one way or the other, so at the end of the day, we all have to admit that we're suckers to an extent. But, you know, if you don't have franchise, which is your own business, you're not really making money. You're getting by. You know, and that's something I take to the grave, and I tell people that all the time. You got to be a hustler. And hustler don't mean selling on the street. You know, people on the stock market is hustling. They're hustling stocks. People selling water, they're hustling water. This hustling is just, you know, it's a street way of saying marketing. Another way, and that's something Dame always says, Dame Dash always said, and I tell people, that's what it is. Like, we just call it hustling, but it's marketing.
See, you're so smart, and you're so sexy. Now, go ahead.
Thanks for lying.
Introduce yourself to people, because if you let me introduce you, I swear, man, them little 80-something thousand followers you got will go to 100, and the other 20,000 you're going to get will be some thirsty-ass females.
Well, I credit you with a good 15,000 of them. You know, you're good for at least 15,000 of them, so I definitely have to give you credit for that. You know, I didn't break the 8. I think I broke from 60 to, like, 75. So I don't know. I think we did something, and I just, like, my number just kept flying through the roof. I was like, good God, what the hell happened? I know I say some random excuse. I guess it's radius, I can say shit. But I do say some random shit every day, and I'd be like, okay, I know it ain't bad, because I know I didn't say nothing to Bubonics the next few days, but it went over. But, like I said, I know we short on time. You know, shout out to Pinky for coming on the show and giving all that. Big fan of hers. When we start beginning, co-founder of Four Corners News newspaper, was the first hip-hop newspaper in the country. I gave first covers to Kanye West. Kanye West's first cover was in my magazine. This is way, way back then when he was just starting rapping. Diplomats, Joe Budden, Saigon. From that, where you see Hip Hop Weekly basically was Four Corners News. So basically you see your Hip Hop Weekly, that was my format that Benzino and Dave Mays took. And they created Hip Hop Weekly. They can say they're not, but I used to ghostwrite for the Source magazine. And I used to walk into meetings and see my paper on the table, and I'm like, wow, they read Four Corners here too? Because my marketing was to sell it only in bodegas and things like that. Because I know the hood ain't going to Barnes & Nobles. The hood is going to go to the bodega. So we decided to sell it only in, like, bodegas and, you know, the CD shops and the bootleggers. And we would just fly off the shelves wherever we went. From that, I did a lot of things. I marketed for P&B Nation, Post No Bills. That's the company that Nick Cannon eventually bought. I did that for like 3 years. And then I was called over by Stahl and Dean. One of my mentors, he asked me, he said, I need marketing help. I want you to come over to marketing. And I keep it real with people. I had no marketing experience even when I was at P&B Nation. You know, like I said, us in the city, we just hustle. We get a product. We flip it. So I just knew how to sell. And I'm like, this is big. And I was like, you know what, I'm up for the task. So I did that. I came in as a marketing associate. At the same time, I started, well, after that, I picked up ghostwriting, you know, writing, artist assisting, artist consulting. And this is when I met 50. When 50 first was coming into the game, I was over at Stahl and Dean and Rucker. And, you know, Shot Money and them came up to the office one day. And it was like, you know what, you know, we're getting blackballed in the industry. No one's fucking with us. We need product. We got videos, DVDs to shoot. No one wants to mess with us. And, you know, at the same time, Irv and Murda Inkin was like, well, this is actually how I got my niche. Irv and I was telling people, if anyone mess with him, we're going to see you. And, you know, I see the cuz called earlier. you know, a Brooklyn dude immediately is like, was that a threat? Is that a challenge? So that almost, that was actually the reason why I actually did a lot of work. That's why I shot, I mean, I did the wardrobe for 50 and them first video DVDs. If you see their first video DVDs are stolen in the Rucker clothing for the whole videos because nobody would touch them. They were like, nah, I'm not getting involved with that. But I'm like, dude, I'm from Flatbush. I'm from Newkirk. There's, you remember the Ink Nothing, dude. I grew up around Shower Posse members. This is the realest as it gets. So I wasn't even a figment of my imagination what they were doing. So I just rocked out with, you know, with G-Unit at the beginning. Was giving them product placement. They was hooking me, basically getting me, you know, everything I needed, the visuals. That's when I met Eminem. I started doing work with Eminem. Diplomats came out, started doing them. I dressed their gangster music video. That's their first video. I dressed that. So then I realized my niche was catching these up-and-coming artists that I seen, you know, around the way, and I'm like, dude, that's one thing I noticed they all don't have is wardrobe. And I used to go outside in wrinkled shirts and dirty jeans. I ain't gonna lie. You know, most dudes will tell you, I pull on the same pair of jeans 3 times to keep going. But, you know, my homegirl Sadia bumped into me, rest her soul in peace. She bumped into me one day and was like, Rikers, I gotta dress you up. And she came to the office, laid out, you know, everything for me, and I just started hooking it up from there. And dealing now with the music, I had, you know, the music, I had the fashion, I had Stolen Dean, I had the Rucker, which is the Rucker Park. We own the license for the Rucker. Again, goes back to franchising, own your own. Through this, I was able to just develop more relationships and basically just expand it out. So I took Stolen Dean from a $3 million company to a $60 million company within about three, four years. Their projection was like $10 million, and we were doing $60 million. Like, we had the Ivy League license, you know, we had the varsities. And, you know, now I'm dressing Jay-Z. I did T.I.'s King cover. You know, he's wearing that varsity. That's Stolen Dean. I dressed Eminem on countless bases. I was dressing Diplomats. I had Chameleon here. So my marketing, my ads was artists. Because basically I had them at the ground floor. Most of them would still mess with me because they were like, you know, right, because when no one would mess with me, before I even had a mixtape out, you was always rock with me. So those relationships just kept building. Then, you know, doing the music and the fashion, Beyond Race hit me up and was like, you want to do some work with us? And, you know, I like to write. And, you know, again, we're the only publication. I'm the only writer. Everyone else could kiss my ass because they're lying. I'm the only writer back in, like, 07, 08 that said Drake was going to be an artist to blow, that said Cudi was going to be an artist to blow. I'm the first one to co-sign them in any major publication. I had... Good gracious, I had so many artists I got co-signed early that it's like it kind of flips my mind. But I'm only saying them because they're, you know, they're mega stars. I gave J. Cole his very first cover before everybody jumped on. It was like, J. Cole is hot. You know, I say, let's pull it back a year earlier. That's right, because right there, you know, again, another example of, you know, being ears to the street. And that's basically my niche was always, again, not caring what anyone else thinks. Being humble but respecting other people to a point to understand that we all are human, we all live in the same hood, so we got to take care of one another. So that's what it is. I give back to give back to my community, but I have an undeniable work ethic, and that's what, why, you know, what keeps me relevant.
Now, you know me. I'm going to ask you some crazy shit. Now, you're from New York, and when people hear Rikers, they think about Rikers Island. So where the hell did the name Rikers come from?
Well, again, I grew up in the inner city. Shout out to Flatbush. Shout out to Brooklyn, actually, because Brooklyn made me. Shout out to everybody in Brooklyn. You know, I was a bad kid. I grew up, you know, I was running with Decepticons back in the days. I was in and out of town. Yeah, I was, you know, in and out of town a lot. So, you know, I saw running with some other guys. Went out back and forth West Coast and bumped into my cousin who was, you know, he was with Watts Mafia Crips. And see, you know, I'm over there and I had the same New York hustle mentality. They hustle differently than I hustled. So basically what happened was he was like, well, you know, you're just fucking up the game over here. Because, you know, I never sold drugs. I admit, I never sold drugs or took drugs in my life. But, you know, I was hustling on other levels. And they were just like more or less, it was more of an envious thing. So they were like, yo, dude, you got to get down. So it was like almost cornered it in. So I was like, okay, you know, like, all right, well, fuck it. I rock with y'all. What it is. But at the same time, they were like, every time the police would come through, they'll grab everybody else and leave me standing there. And people are like, but he's the guilty person over there. And I'm like, who, me? And, you know, I had the innocent face, and I knew how to smile. I had posture, you know. So I come back to New York, because I had to get away from all that. And it was the same thing, you know, we robbing people on the train and robbing people everywhere we can go. You know, it's just a Brooklyn thing, you know. It's just, you know, being a knucklehead. But every time we go in front of a judge, the judge will remand these people, but RR me. And they're like, yo, how are you always getting off? I said, well, you know, when you're in front of a judge, you got to know how to talk to them. One, I had a 90, I'm a 94 average student in school. I'm not a dummy. I'm articulate. I'm very intelligent. And when I'm in front of a judge, he looks at me and looks at you. He goes, you're the derelict, and the guy Rikers is the good guy. When it was actually reversed, I was just too smart for my own good. So they just started calling me Rikers because they were like, you know, as long as we call you Rikers, I guess you'll never go. And over a dozen some arrests, I just, you know, the name Rikers stuck. And, you know, and the reason why people still call it because, you know, again, growing up in the city, you lose a lot of your friends to death, prison, and they're still calling me Rikers. So I said, you know what? I'll just, you know, I'm not even going to play with the name because the people that put me in this position, I'm not going to see most of them anymore. Or I'm sending commissary to them all over the country, you know, and it just reminds me of where I came from because I don't want to ever forget where I came from because that's one important thing to my foundation.
Interesting. Now, you said you're from Brooklyn, and I have this thing that, you know, dudes in Brooklyn, they papered up, they about their business and everything like that, right?
Absolutely.
And Brooklyn niggas pay for pussy. Do you agree or disagree? Now, I'm not asking you if you pay for pussy, but I'm just saying, you know a lot of niggas in Brooklyn, and you know a lot of them done paid for pussy before. Because I have a debate with people that's from Brooklyn or people from other areas in New York, and they say they don't.
Well, I think I think differently than most people. I have a real twisted mentality of how I think and look at things. We all do. And no matter how you figure it, you all do. If the girl is worth anything, you pay for it. Because if she's a hood rat and you was like, what's up? They don't care. We just talking blunt. If I was like, hey, what's up, chicken head? What's up, smash? She goes, I'm going to give it to you. She's my friend, but that's, to me, that's a bum bitch. You go by the but if you said, what's up, beautiful? You want to go out for dinner? You want to go out for a movie? You want to go on a date? Hello, that's $100 and some right there. If she, you know, if you took care of her, then you paid for it. Because after that, she's like, I think I could rock with this guy. I'll reciprocate that request of, you want to have, you know, do you want to have sex? She'll say, you know what, I'll reciprocate that. But if she says, well, damn, you know, here's, what's up, fat ass? What's up with Sebastian? She goes, yeah, well, he ain't paid for it. But if he walks up with STD or something like that, he got what's coming to him. And, you know, again, she should be looking back at saying, he should be paying for this. He should be taking me to a movie. He should pay for a nice hotel. I'm not going to the, what do they call it, the 4-hour smash and dash, they call them shits? What, you know, them like the 4-hour, like what? Take me to a, you better open that book and take me to a movie. I want to go to a dinner. I want to be entertained, and then you may get a chance. And so, I mean, in that sense, you pay for it, and you should pay for it. I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. If you respect women, you will take them out and treat them right, even if you just bought them a freaking soda, and she's like, I just want a cranberry juice, and you're paying for it. So you pay the gas to get to see her. See her, I hope. You know, so women need, that's what I tell women, step your game up. Because men only get in the way as much as you allow us. So if you let a man call you, what's up, fat ass, yo, you deserve to be disrespected if you responded to that. You know, it's like your homeboys, pull your pants up, man. Pull your pants up and treat me like a lady. And in that sense, he has to pay because now he has to build up that wardrobe. So he's paying for it, I hope. Now she's boosting, then, you know, that's between him and the jail system when they catch him.
Okay, now how much have you ever spent?
Well, like I said, you can read anything. I tell you, the first date for me is two for two hot dog at 7-Eleven and a Slurpee. straight up. If she can't do a two for two hot dog, you know, even if we go for a pretzel and a Slurpee, meaning that's my downtime, like that's my comfort zone. If she can't enjoy my comfort zone, I'm not even rocking with her. Because I'm not going to sit there and spigot. You know, look at like this. Let's say Red Lobster. I love Red Lobster. They got the biscuits. Their biscuits are like crack. Now, if you go there and you buy her dinner at Red Lobster, are you going to be able to take her to McDonald's tomorrow? Nah, you just started at 100. You got to keep going up. And only a fool lets you go down. You can't say, well, you took me to Red Lobster Monday, you're going to take me to Chick-fil-A on Tuesday. I'm like, nigga, uh-uh. No way. Nah, you got to keep, we got to maintain that respect. So in my sense, you know, I start low. If I could come out of my pocket $10 for a meal, and she's like, you know what, I had a great time and that's cool, boom, she'd get the world from that point on. But if we start, we got to start at a hunt. I'm like, nah, dude, because I'm not going to be able to maintain your lifestyle now unless you flip in the first bill. I got money, but my money ain't going to be taken care of anyone who's not, you know, that I got to sit there and literally bribe to stay with me. So I start low. And again, I got a sense of humor, so that's not for everybody. You know,
well, damn,
when
I come to Brooklyn, I'll accept the peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah, man, I don't know, that peanut butter sandwich is great protein. It's great on the diet.
I love me some protein. You know I'm a swallower. Go.
Protein shake.
Man,
you are too crazy.
Someone is on the line, and I think they want to ask you a question.
Oh, God. Are we going to refrain from the question?
I mean, hey, you the man.
Okay, I complete the fifth.
I mean,
okay, I complete the fifth.
Okay, one second. Hi, Big Crip. How you doing?
Good word.
What's cracking, cuz?
Ain't nothing, cuz. Your show took 9 years for you to come on the line, cuz. What is this?
Do what it do. I'm just saying, trying to share some science.
I hear you.
For the family.
Yeah, you already know. Now, I guess we got more to come. Your mafia, I'm a mafia, and you from Flatbush. I'm from Crown Heights, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I'm from Newkirk. That's why I was born and raised on Newkirk. Newkirk at 21st.
Oh, where are you with the Shotas?
Yeah. I grew up right on 2nd where Shower Posse grew up, where their headquarters at. So,
I can't talk to you about that, but I got way crazy things that everybody think about that. I can't talk about it. I probably get in trouble, but yeah, Shout out Posse.
No. We definitely nothing for that. But Chuck, like I said, Chuck Mama put us together afterwards. We could chop it up on anything on something else.
Yeah.
Yo, definitely. Like I said, we got to, no matter what, I always tell people, we at the end of the day, we got to stick to our roots. You know. At the end of the day, we all family. We got to stick to our roots. I tell people that's the only thing that destroys our community is that division. You know, so we got to build, we got to do each other what we got to do to build each other up.
Yeah, I know, but Brooklyn may be grinding with each other, man. I know.
Also, you know, that's funny, but that's always been the case.
Yeah, we definitely don't like each other.
We'll kill anyone else who says F Brooklyn, but we'll sit there and try to destroy each other. But again, this is... It's just crazy. Like I said, I just came from Brownsville. I just rode through Brownsville, and I saw more police out there. I thought it was Christmas. And only I saw was spotlights. And I'm like, they're talking about kids shooting. I'm like, dude, are y'all for real? At the same time, you want them to treat you like a monster. You know, you don't want them to treat you like that, but now you're letting them cage you in. Why? Because some knuckleheads in the street throwing bullets? Like, come on. I was never into all that stuff. Like, yo, dude, be a man. If you got a problem with that man, go address that man. Don't injure children. Like, once children start getting hurt, women and children get hurt, everything goes crazy. And that's what's killing Brooklyn right now. We can't unite because just too many knuckleheads.
Yeah, too many knuckleheads and the young dumb niggas. But, yo,
definitely. Because, like I said, you know, no matter what, the greatest always came from Brooklyn. You know, so I was just watching Captain America the other night. My man was like, yo, watch. I'm like, man, I ain't watching no Captain America. Captain America from Brooklyn. I'm like, damn, I think I'm going to keep watching this movie now.
Oh, okay.
That's what Kevin watched in the movie. everything hot from Brooklyn. Let's keep it real. Figure deal me.
Yo,
like I said, it's unique. Like I said, Chuck Mommy got my direct. You know, we chop it up and definitely kick it old school style. Like I said, it's all, you know, we can always help one another out.
Well, how at me, man. I'm looking for a manager too. You heard me, so.
All right, guys, let's keep it up. Definitely, we chop it up.
Yo, Chuck Mommy, what's cracking, man?
Nothing. I'm sitting up here listening to a VK nigga say, DK people pay for pussy. You're not going to own
pussy.
I didn't say that.
We pay for it by buying them stuff. We're not going out there and be like, yo, here, 2 stacks. Let me go get a fuck. We don't do none of that thing. You crazy?
Yeah, that's what I said. We ain't buying prostitutes. I'm saying we'll be taking out the dinner.
Yeah, we pay. All right, if you do it that way, cuz, when you say we paying, we ain't paying for those 2-3 minutes. When we buy that food, they don't be there for like 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 20, 30 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that 5-minute stuff.
Yeah, I like I said, everything is to me is an investment. You know, if I take
a
girl out,
for no prostitutes.
Yeah, that's an investment to me. I want to make sure that I'm, you know, something to make a brother feel right. If
you know
she's
saying?
A kid, I'm not taking out for dinner.
You feel
I'm
me?
Not going to waste my time, though.
But you kind of wilding with that hotel stuff. What happened to Pebble Beach, man?
You said Pebble Beach?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that, man.
You talking about the expensive hotel, Pebble Beach, and cuz.
Oh, I don't know about that. the lines are hot. So I'm going to be calling the minister. What's a Pebbles Beach? I'll plead the fifth on that one.
Pebbles Beach is like the best hotel in the world. You get the nice skylight view and everything. You can see the city and everything.
Shaq Bobby, I don't know about that one.
I don't know nothing about hotels in Brooklyn like that. I always stay in Queens.
Queens
got Pebble Beach. Everywhere got a Pebble Beach.
I don't know about that.
This is Jazzy. I just want to make sure I heard you right. Did you say you don't pay for the 2 or 3 minutes?
No, I say you don't pay for period.
Okay.
Because
I thought you said, I'm not
going to
pay for those 2 or 3 minutes. I was sad.
No, because when she said pay for cutting, she ain't talking about, she talking about paying for cutting like paying for prostitutes. That's what she talking about. That's like 20, 30 minutes, half an hour. That you ain't going to see them again. What cuz here talking about, he's talking about, he's
investing.
Like, when you go to dinner.
I was just saying that it was 2 or 3 minutes.
Huh?
Okay. I was just saying that it was 2 or 3 minutes. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Rikers, my question to you is, you are such a good consultant to people in the industry and to your artists and everything like that. So I know you was listening to the Pinky interview and the questions. So
I listen to all your shows.
I know you do, but it's just like so, you know, with
good therapy.
Embarking on my new venture, my new project. What advice do you have for me?
Well, like I said, the thing is, it's marketability. You have a great show. You have like 900,000. You know, your reach is like 900,000. So you have a demand. One thing, the biggest demand out is sex. Everybody's going to die, and everybody wants to have sex. Even priests, they'd be like, well, nah, they having sex. Dude, you have a great commodity. You know, you got to sell
that's
it, but you got to end of the day. You got to give the consumer what they want.
Okay,
the consumer
so you feel like the consumer wants to see me use a strap-on a chick, right?
Only reason why I would say that is because, one, it explores sexuality. It's something kinky, and it's something that, you know, even though people are doing it, still the girl-on-girl scene still aren't really doing it. They're doing it to a point. Like I said, the best I ain't gonna lie, the best. Well, okay, I think of Pinky videos. I'm only gonna, you know, talk, you know, I'm not saying I watch all her videos. Okay, I'm not setting myself up. But I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna keep it real because my man does video editing. I saw maybe 30 Pinky videos. Do you know the only one I can remember is the one her and Cherokee? She was having sex with Cherokee the ass with the strap on. That's the only one I can still remember. I don't remember any other her videos but that one. So that's something that played in my head. Like, damn, that was deep. That made me a Cherokee fan after that. I was like, damn, I got to pay more attention to Cherokee as well. So it's something that's going to make consumers want to come back. I told people that with music. If there's no rewind value in the music, it's trash. It has to be something to make the consumer press rewind. Or tell a friend to tell a friend. If they don't have that tell a friend, which is the word-to-mouth marketing, it's not going to go nowhere. Most projects blow up on word-to-mouth marketing. You know, you can put all the ads in the world, but, I mean, let's say Under Armour, you know, shout out Under Armour. They got the best technology in their basketball shoe.
but the brand don't sell sneakers. Why? Because kids on the street ain't wearing them. And he's not telling, even when he wears them, he's not showing his friend these sneakers is hot. He just wears them and does what he want to do with them. It's tell a friend to tell a friend. When the kid got them Jordans, he told a friend, like, yo, these Jordans is fly. He told a friend who told a friend, on top of the big marketing campaign Nike pushed out, Jordan becomes the hottest player on the best basketball player on earth. Of course he's not. Bill Russell and Will Chamberlain is the best basketball players of all time. But the Nike marketing makes Jordan the best player on earth. You know, again, you're talking about rings. Bill Russell had 11 rings, so you can't say it's the rings no more. Will scored 100 in the game. Can't say that. Will's the all-time scorer. But at the end of the day, it's marketing is why Jordan's the greatest. That's why Chalk Mommy, marketing is your key to open up your fan base. You're 900,000, be 1.8. You know, you do a scene like that.
Now,
A good scene, too. It can't be just, oh, yeah, I did it, I'm out. No, it has to be something people go, holy shit, I got to press rewind on that one.
You know what I'm thinking? You know my two-year anniversary is coming up on August the 31st, which is a Friday. That shit would be dope for me to do that on my radio show and record it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I really can't answer that one, but I would say something like that is a word of mouth because people's like, yo, dude, tune in on this show right now. Why? What happened? Yo, this chick is wilding out. And they're going to tune in. If it's something basic, they're like, yeah. Nah, dudes always want to share with a dude like, yo, this was hot. You need to tune in on this one right here, fam. And they're going to go in there and they go, yo, cuz, you listen to this? No. Tune on to this show and it's going to just generate because people want to hear it. And then you break it up in segments. You know, give them a few minutes here. Give them a teaser there. Keep them coming back.
Oh, man. Now I got to go strap on searching. Damn. No, I don't. I forgot. Jazzy sells toys, and she's going to sponsor the fake dick that I'm going to fuck somebody with. There we have it.
There you go.
This is true. I am going to sponsor this because I feel like this is going to be super hot, so I'm with it.
And what happens? Now you sell the toys with it. So now it's your whole advertise the toy you use. You know, you got to do subliminal. You know, you can't just do it because, you know, people don't like being told. So you got to tell them some subliminally like, I just got this from Adam and Eve. You know, I'm just saying Adam and Eve. You know, I just got this from Adam and Eve. So name drop, so now Adam and Eve got the shout out. And then, so as you work it into it, you mention your sponsors as you're about to do it. And your sponsors will be like, wow, good plug. That's how you got to do it. You got to plug.
Well, my site
well.
Is actually under construction right now, but I am going to have to hit you up because I think I need a marketing specialist. So.
Oh, no, like I said, I'm talking about always my people. I mean, like I said, for my people, I don't really charge. You know, I mean, I charge if there's a same budget, but, you know, Chuck Mom, you know, my budget is kind of high, so I get that from corporations. But my people trying to get you know, not try, coming up and working up, I don't charge them because I feel it's sacrilegious. If God gave you a gift, you shouldn't charge for it.
There you go.
Yeah,
because
if y'all wasn't them, got to be more careful. Y'all would choke like y'all was sucking an oversized dick. This nigga is
sick. You are sick.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. I have this infatuation with 10 inches. I don't know where I get it from, but I'm infatuated with a 10-inch dick. And I got to come to New York and find it. So.
Dahlia, is this the same chick that says
she won't take more than 7?
Well, I saw you. What's I think you had your blog talking about Brooklyn something. Well, see, there you go.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
It's like coming to America. He came. He said he was going to Queens. And you come to Kings. You know, coming to America. He went to Queens for the Queens. Nah, you come to the Kings for the Kings. That's why you remember.
King County
is still Kings County. There you go, cuz. It's still
King County.
So you still got to come here. It's still Brooklyn, no matter what. So you come here. You come to see the Kings.
So,
you know, at the end of the day, that's why all the greatest always come from Brooklyn. No snatch nobody else, but, you know, it's just what it is. Even Jordan came from Brooklyn. You know, he might have been raised elsewhere else, but even Jordan was born in Brooklyn. You know, we just got to keep it the way it is.
You know, me, this is my thing. Like, Rikers, you're around so many people. You know what I mean? So yeah. Have you ever had a groupie moment?
Oh, good God. You know, tons. That was my biggest dilemma. Because remember, at the end of the day, I'm doing fashion as well. So, you know, I'll give you a great example. We was doing something, and I put the picture up. The picture's up. I'll send you the picture. But that was the picture I did with, I think I showed you the picture with Jay-Z wearing a Harvard jacket.
Yeah.
He's on tour. He was on concert because, you know, he was doing his own thing. And I said, you know, I'm talking to him. I said, yo, you know what would be great? Because, you know, he wasn't wearing Stall and Dean. This is when he said, I'm 30-plus Chris Ware jeans and a button-up. So he just wiped out a $1 billion market right there. Like, wiped, you know, Stall and Dean was just athletic wear. So I'm sitting there like, holy shit, he just killed me. And he don't even know it. So I'm like, yo, how do I survive this? So I'm, you know, I'm thinking. So I said, boom. He said, I got to hear the verse. I'm not a Harvard grad, but I got the balls to do it. So he was like, yo, I rock the Harvard varsity. It's perfect. So he wears the Harvard jacket. So we're in Vegas now. And I don't know what happened. And I'm just getting followed around. Because, you know, at the same time we do the ruckus, so I know a lot of ball plays. So there's, you know, Jay-Z and Heavy D taking pictures. And I'm sitting there, and people, I guess, kept looking at me. And it's like somebody, like, for three times that night, different people kept coming to my hotel room, knocking on the door. And I'm like, you know, the Muslims, I tell you, you're from Brooklyn, we don't answer the door. You don't answer the door. I'm like, I mean, you answer the door, they're like, nah, open it. Nah, niggas, I'm from Brooklyn. We don't open doors, so we don't know who's on the other side. So, like, and it was different voices three different times, like, all the night. So then I go downstairs, you know, I wait, I'll call my homie. I was like, yo, you got to come see me. Do I see you? I think somebody's in the hallway, you know, trying to, you know, ambush me. So he's like, well, I said, nah, it's just random different chicks. But every half hour is a different one. So I said, you got to come to my room. So he comes up, like, you know, two of the homies, and they're like, yo, Rex, there ain't nobody here. There's a bunch of girls, you know, downstairs. So we go down, go past. So we're going to get dinner. I mean, the girls come, what I won't do to you. And she's standing in front of me, and she's, like, unfolding her legs. She got no underwear on. I'm just like, damn. So, you know, so I'm like, this ain't going to work for me. So then, you know, of course, being in fashion, they're like, Rex, are you gay or something? I said, why you say that? You put the jumps on now. I said, not in Vegas. Like, nigga, I said, I do remember, I used to be in Cali. Niggas get thrown in the trunk. I said, nigga, ain't trying to get thrown in the trunk. That's how I rock. But, you know, I have tons. That was one of the worst moments because people was there. So, they was whispering, like, yo, Rikers, this girl was flying. She had no drawers on. Rikers, like, walks, like, he's trying to get away. I'm like, nigga, how do you think we set up? Let's look at Merlin Santana. I was telling people, that was one of my excuses. I'm like, you know, rest his soul in peace. He played Romeo on Steve Harvey's show.
Right.
I did an interview for him for my Four Corners for the paper because, you know, we was in all the spots. So I interviewed him 2 months before he got killed. And how he get killed? He met some girls in the club. They drive him back over to her spot. Nick, the homie jumps out the alley with the blazer, and he's sitting in the car like, oh, and he just takes his nigga head off.
Well, that was my mistake, though, but can't get into that neither.
He was so sexy, too.
Yeah, it was a mistake, but he ended up in this place where he probably shouldn't have went, because he sure took the girl straight back. I'm like, I got to go home and change. You go home and change, you come back over here. I'm not dropping you off in the hood. You get your way over there. It's like a girl telling you, I live in Cypress. She like, I live in Cypress Hill. Drop me home. No. I'll drop you on Linden. You walk down the block. I'm not driving to Cypress Hill Project. What's wrong with you? You know, certain places you don't do. You know, you're like, we're going to the jungle. No, I'll drop you over the edge. You walk down that block by yourself. I'm not from
you
the jungle. You know what I'm saying?
The jungle is too.
You know, so that's think a lot.
That's how people right there. It's too crazy out there in the jungle.
Yeah, so I think a lot. So even my goofy moments are more paranoid than you know, I'd rather a girl just be genuinely nice to me, and then she probably get me that way. But when they come on too strong, I'm already thinking, okay, this is a setup.
So my groupie moment's always ended up for me fleeing for the exit.
Wow. I'm noticing, though, a lot of people in the game nowadays, just from, like, speaking to different people, they're not going for that fast chick anymore. Like, it used to be on where chicks could be, like, hella groupies and come up to the room and knock on the door and niggas was with it. But nowadays, I'm talking to a lot of dudes who are like, I'm not even with it. Like, no thank you.
Because the homies be hiding in the closets. They be waiting for you downstairs. You know, after you finish, you dozing off. She texting. The door is not actually locked. It still is left ajar. You don't even know it. Dudes come in here. You laying in the bed like, yeah, trust me. Again, as I told you, if I can write a book of who got what and who get who, man, it'll be a bestseller. Like, I can't forget about it. I'll air everybody out. I remember this happened here. I remember you got thrown under the car there. I remember, like, dude, and you can say most of them girls behind it. Because,
well,
you know, they got caught
slipping. Well, that's a testament to women. Ladies need to respect yourselves. Men are not going for the fast females anymore. Have a little bit of class for yourself. No more groupie hoes.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's positioning. Because people, you know, we was talking to a guy the other day. He was saying, well, you know, why all the basketball players have, like, white wives? I'm like, that's not a coincidence. These girls get positioned into those places. Like, when these NBA players go to events, there are no black women there. They want black girls, but there are no black girls there. Because these people who are, like, executives of Norton and AOL, they bring their daughters around. And their daughters bring their friends. And then they get in the party. The black girl ain't getting, you know, if you ain't got connections, you ain't getting into these parties because you don't even know these parties are going on. And these ball players just start falling in love. I mean, a lot of them you see, they date their high school girls or girls they came into the game with. You know, but a lot of them who get caught up later, it's because that's the only girl they got to see. You know, and again, them girls, don't let people tell you, those be your groupies. These dudes be marrying these groupie hoes. You know, forget that Ice Cube, I mean, come on, Coco. You know, are you serious? And you want to tell me, you want to talk black empowerment and you got this chick? No, come on, man. Come on, come back to me.
Yeah, that was
later,
his
man.
Bottom.
Thank you. Come on, dude. Come, you got to come better than me like that. And you're going to talk about you empowering our community, and that's what you walk around showing our young brothers and sisters? Come on, man. Get out of here with that. So,
something that ain't even real.
Yeah, she's fake top to bottom. So it's like, mm-hmm. It's like you're talking about you can't be marrying them hoes. What the hell you just did?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, groupies. So groupies do be winning. You know, some of them do be winning. But some of them, you got to respect yourselves because at the end of the day, you know, it's we're all human. We all have tendencies. I'm just more paranoid.
So my question to you, Rice, is let's see here. How can I ask you this? Because, like, we're in the after show, so in order for people to hear this, they got to listen to the whole show. So I'm kind of safe right now.
Okay.
What is the freakiest thing you've done sexually in the bedroom?
Because my lawyer is next to me, I plead the fifth.
Your lawyer?
Yeah, my lawyer's with me. He told me I should plead the fifth on this.
So you got the new BlackBerry Bowl, right?
I love BlackBerry. I got BlackBerry Bowl. I got the Curve and a Playbook.
Okay, so how about you put your phone on speaker? And since I don't know your lawyer's name or who the fuck he is, he can tell us what the freakiest thing he's done.
we're in the studio and he just happened to be here going over some paperwork. Because I don't do any business without paperwork, so he just happened to be here working on some stuff too.
You always try to say the fucking world. I'm mad at you.
Yeah, remember this day? At the end of the day, I got to walk into a meeting tomorrow, and they got to look at me like, so, because I have a lot of friends that listen to your show. You know, they're not saying nothing right now. Trust me, I have about 20, 30 friends that's probably on you listening right now. So,
favorite one at, though? Where?
Yeah, I don't know. I know about 20, 30 people that listen to your show, so I can't really answer that.
And you know what's crazy?
But trust me, it ain't, trust me, honestly, trust me, it's nothing, trust me, it's probably something y'all did in, when y'all was in high school. Like, trust me, I've never really done nothing freaky like that. I've always been just a, you know, basic type person.
A basic type. What's your background? Like, where are you from? Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, my family's from, we can trace our family all the way back. So we trace our family far back as Madagascar. So my family came over from Madagascar, then they came over to the Bahamas, and then Bahamas they hit Miami, and Miami they came up.
Okay, so you're an island dude, right?
Bahamas. But, you know, we see Bahamas, that's not really an island. It's like a chill spot. We're not like Jamaica or Trinidad or one of these islands where it's like Bahamas is just a chill spot. You don't see too many Bahamians in the United States because most Bahamians are so chill. So they just stay at the island.
I swear, y'all, I'm in a good mood. So I'm going to let you live tonight. Only tonight. Because you're going to come back. And you know what? I might let you be the commentator for my anniversary show. I might try my damnedest to make sure my ass come to New York or hold off on doing the strap-on scene and let you be the commentator. Like,
okay, I can do the commentating. I'll do the commentating. I can make it like more Michael Buffer.
Oh.
Get ready for this main event sponsored by all the, and I mention all the sponsors. And then let them know, you know, and then, you know, we set up the scene and we set up the scenario because, like I said, people like storyline, too. You know, a beautiful storyline, you know. A storyline keeps people interested because it builds up to the moment. You know, the guy just comes to the room and someone, let's have sex. You're like, damn, no kissing? No hug? You know, you still want the hug and the kiss. Even if you, like, stop that, I just want the stroke. You know, you still want that hug and kiss first, or at least a hug. No, so, you know, you got to at least lead them into it. That way they're like, wow, this is a little bit more than what I expected. Always give them more than what you expected.
Of course. You know, I always got to go over the top because, I mean, you already know my personality and you know that I'm freaky. I like to fuck. I like to be fucked. I like to victimize. I like to be victimized. I even want to see why I get thrown up against the wall and he just smash it from the back. No disrespect to Marv Gohard, because he didn't get to go hard last night. Matter of fact,
he went hard in the shower. Come on.
Did he just throw him under a bus?
Come on, man.
I think you just threw him under a bus.
This is the thing.
Oh, man. I don't want to say that, but damn. Is he from Brooklyn?
Nah, he's from Ohio.
Ohio?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, I thought you were smart from Brooklyn. Okay, it's all right. Cause I don't think any Brooklyn person will really, you know, we do have some weaklings over here, but, you know, nah, if it's any in the kinfolk, I don't think you're going to be let down.
You know what? I just think somebody got his nose wide open.
Wide open.
You know what I mean? And or she put a pussy curse on him to where if it ain't my pussy, you ain't getting no pussy. And right now, he not getting her pussy, and he not getting no pussy.
But we don't know how the phone call went. Remember, there was supposed to be a phone call after we got off the show.
Okay, the phone call was.
I tried to ask him, Scott, he told me to shut up.
He still got sperm in his sack. He ain't fucked last night. So the phone call wasn't a good one. Or maybe he could get some tonight. Marv, you want to have phone sex tonight, baby?
Chuck V, you like to make up your own stories of what happened.
Of course. That's why it's a Shock Mommy show.
You better bring my nigga chicken box.
Yeah. I was going to tell y'all the whole story of why I'll tell y'all when she around. I'll let her tell it.
We don't know her.
So that's good. It's okay. You can hold out for that one special one. Nobody is telling you to give your dick away.
Exactly.
Shout out to the chick that has that on lock, though, because you had your boy singing in last night. Dude was, like, in his sad place.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with eating pussy whip. Pussy whip is a good thing. It is.
That is true.
Why y'all going in on my nigga right now, though?
I mean, shit.
It ain't even like that. See,
he may not be pussy whipped. He may just have respect for this girl.
Dial
Oh, I like that. There you go. He could just have respect for her.
He could just have respect for her and not be trying to give his dick away to anything that... Cause, I mean, some of these niggas will fuck a pit bull in a skirt. He has options. And
I just say, shout out to her because she had it on lock. It's okay that he doesn't want to give his dick away.
Exactly.
That's a good thing. That's okay.
That's a very good thing.
No, talk over there talking about pussy whipped and this and that. Pussy whipped is usually...
But she probably still doesn't have him pussy whipped. Let's just be honest. The reason he doesn't want to give the dick away is because she gave him that good. So he's like, you know what? I'm a chill because none of these other chicks are worth it. Like, I don't want to lose that. And it's okay.
See, that's
I guess
true,
y'all don't cover
but,
up today.
But it's a whole nother, it's a story, yo. It's a movie. I'm telling y'all, it's...
He love her, plus her pussy is good, so he doesn't want to mess that up. It's like, you know what, if it ain't her pussy, it ain't going to work right.
We just going to have an after show because we need to know what's going on, Marv. We need to know why you're not you.
Because, like, you know what? I've only been dick whipped once in my fucking life, and that was to my ex-husband, right? Now, I've had people that had the potential to dick whip me, but they couldn't stay consistent enough and give me the dick how I wanted it because I have such a strong sex drive that I'm more active than the dude and I wear him out and he can't keep up because I can fuck you every day, all day. You know what I mean? And a lot of men are not like that. They can't handle that and stuff like that. So, you know, being pussy whipped sometimes is not an option. You know what I mean? Not for the man. You know what I'm saying? Because us females, we know when we gonna pussy whip you because we gonna come in there and our stroke game, our pussy game, everything is gonna be on fucking point. You know what I mean? We gonna do the damn thing. So, you know, when I come to Brooklyn, it's a special person that is going to get pussy whipped, or if he is as good as I think he is, he might whip that pussy. Either way, it's going to be some whipping, and that motherfucking burrow at the hotel, his apartment, backseat of his car, truck, scooter, bike, whatever the fuck it is he's pushing at that time is going down.
She said the scooter, he could get it.
The bike, he can get it.
I'm just happy that she at least said it was like a Brooklyn guy.
I don't understand how I can be pussy whipped. I'm not the one coming 10 times in a row. She is.
Whoa, well, there you go.
Pat said she wanted him
That's
to put
right.
his pins in it.
I like that. There's nothing, like I said, there's nothing wrong with satisfying your woman.
I'm not the mistreat. I'm fucking everybody, you know. I'm not just going to call random numbers. Like, there's plenty of people that ask for it all the time. And I just, no, nah.
Yep. Tell them, bro. You don't need to be on the next Maury Povich episode.
Okay.
Did you say your dick is so good you have to turn chicks away? Like, no, bitch, I can't bless you with the dick today. Sorry. Next.
That would be some shit a Brooklyn nigga would say.
I just told somebody, and they was mad.
I just don't want to be on Maury Povich. That's why I always say no.
Not the baby's daddy. Promise.
I'm not the baby daddy, and I ain't got 20% of my pay to be paying off. That's what I told people.
Exactly.
Think about it, what you
or
do,
you'll
you
wake up and your dick will be laying next to you because there are some new diseases out here, and you'd be lucky to get a baby with some of these diseases nowadays.
I thought you meant laying next to you like Lorena Bobbitt. I was like, oh, God, please don't tell us you.
Oh, well, shit, hell, that too.
That gets me nervous.
You mentioned that. That makes me nervous. They like, no, I promise I won't do it again. I'm sorry.
That's why I tell people. Again, I think a lot. I say, yo, you got to think about it. Don't let the little head lead the big head. I know so many people that lost money, blew big deals because they let the little head think for the big head. And I know dudes right now that's sitting hundreds and hundreds in a hole because they're paying child support. I'm like, dude, well, she's like, nah, dude, you man, you know what you did. Yo, you could have said no. You said yes, at least. You fucked up. Deal with it.
And that's the one thing I dislike about men. I have a friend of mine, right, who's from the South, And, I mean, he and I, we've been friends for many, many years. And so whenever I talk to him, I'm always asking him, you know, how's it going, whatever, whatever. He's all telling me about chicks in his life. Dude has, like, three babies, right? Three different baby mamas. Messing with these chicks, and he'll be like, I hate that stupid bitch, man. I told her ass not to get pregnant. And I'm what? Like, I'm
how do you tell somebody not to get pregnant?
Her, but tell her not to get pregnant. Like, that's not all on her. Like,
exactly.
It's
that ain't on her,
like,
at all. You didn't pull out.
Sometimes dudes and qualities get so fucked up, they try to blame the woman for everything. Like, it's her fault she got pregnant. No,
yeah.
Nigga, in today's age, chicks cannot get pregnant on purpose anymore. It takes two.
Exactly.
Two
and these
up.
Niggas be trying to get bitches caught up nowadays with, you
yeah.
know.
Yo. It's
but,
too
but
so,
right, it
for people to have babies if they don't want to. Like,
mm-hmm.
It
really
makes
me
fuck up. Like,
society
put a condom on it, put two on it. Like,
exactly, because the truth is, at the end of it, it's gonna be the mom who's really dealing with it.
Thank you. I told
you we're the ones who have to go through, you know, the 9 months, the body changes, the mental changes after we have the baby, breastfeeding, you know, this, that, like, you know, how many single dads do you see out there that's really?
I'll be honest with you. I know a lot of single dads.
I'm
like,
a single dad.
I don't.
In the last 2 years, I've met a lot of single dads. Like, I work for a university. That's my day job. I work for a university. And
mm-hmm.
I talk to single dads all the time, yo. And I never really knew any before I started working there. So about 2 years ago, a lot of single dads. And it's crazy because we always say the same thing, right? Niggas always leave these bitches with babies. Like, they always leave these shits with babies.
Single
women
dads by divorce,
but bitches
or single dads by the mama died.
No, single dads, like, she didn't have this baby and was like, I don't really feel like changing no diapers. I'm out.
Oh, okay.
Moves on to the next nigga. Or
I was gonna say if she died, that's a different story.
Yeah, that's a different story.
That's some respectable type stuff. But I've met a lot of single dads where chicks just like rolled out, like. You know what?
Yeah.
I don't even really
And
really
I could
do
never,
no
I could never leave my child. Like, as much as
but
I fucking hated being
woman.
Pregnant, mm-mm.
That's what makes you a
never.
Good woman, though. That's
yeah,
a characteristic of a good woman. Just like when
I'm
a man sticks
I'm a
around,
dad,
that's a characteristic
you know,
of a
hard.
Good
woman.
It is. It's hard, period, whether you're a single dad or a single mom. But
right,
it just
right.
goes to show, we can say the same thing. Niggas can say, bitches ain't shit, because some of us are not. Right? And then we can
yeah.
say the same thing about dudes. Like, it goes
yeah.
both ways.
Like, I call people out on Twitter for, like women who say, oh, niggas ain't shit. Well, obviously you're not shit because you're dealing with not shit niggas.
There you go.
That's really how I put it. You know, you can't sit
time,
here and dog
though.
The opposite sex all the time because you're steady picking those type of people.
Thank you.
All the time, though. You get so what you
hallelujah.
Attract. Like,
is it sacrilegious to say hallelujah?
Say,
no. But I told
them, they
I
always
say
people get in the relationships of what they attract. So women always say they always find themselves in these horrible relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
But think about, like, what you project onto yourself.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What type of dude do you really want? What type of – every woman wants a specific type of dude. But what do you project yourself as to get that type of dude? You
and
want
you
to
know
believe
what?
He's going to treat you right. Do you read books? Can you have a conversation with him? Can you talk
exactly.
to him about something more than whatever? It goes both
and
ways.
And you know
like,
what? And it's crazy because, like, when I do talk to people who are married and I ask them, like, oh, did you ever think you would be married this long or whatever, whatever, a lot of times they'll be like, oh, I used to couldn't stand her or I couldn't stand him. Or they'd be like, they weren't even my type. I was going for this kind of person, that kind of person, and this person came along, and we just fell in love. So, you know, a lot of people oftentimes say, oh, this is my type. Well, if you find out that your type and what you're looking for isn't working for you, then maybe you need to find a new type.
That is true, and that's what I mentioned that. I did the 14th, I did an Empowering Young Entrepreneurs event. I told you about that. I had to run down North Carolina just for that day to do an event. You know, I speak to youth and things like that. And, you know, one thing you do, you speak to the young women, and they're like, well, that's not my type. Well, I'm like, well, wait, somebody who's hitting on you, like, don't you think your type, you know, we need to change?
Like getting hit on ain't my type. I said, "No, I'm saying I got a daughter." I told dudes all the time. I told my daughter's friends. I told her boyfriend. You know, we were talking and all that. I'm like, I'm gonna let you know the truth. You know, I'm not one of these little niggas in the street. I said, my daughter ever came home tomorrow, she got hit. I'm gonna kill you. Like, understand? I will kill you. I will kill you. Like, understand? You die. You know, and I say you call. You know, I was like, that's the way I was raised. You know, so I do blame women at the end of the day, because no matter what, you know, again, my belief systems are different than other people's. So, you know, mm-hmm. I understand that as well. But, you know, I grew up in a family where God, you know, we go Father God. You know, mm-hmm. we don't say that because we know men can't be God, because we're the most mm-hmm. fucked up beings on earth.
Yeah.
You know, only women knows how to take care of a family. Only women, nations led by women, prosper. Men are just destructive and egotistical. So I always tell people, when the women say, men, pull your pants up and act right, that's when a man's going to wake up. Until then,
mm-hmm.
a man ain't gonna pull his pants up until the girl goes, oh, no, dude, you ain't getting my number looking like that.
Exactly.
Motherfucker.
And you're right
exactly.
about that.
And then the,
every
then the
lasting
man,
relationship that... Every lasting relationship that I know, men always say, it was her that changed me. She made
mm-hmm.
me realize
that
I had to get my shit together. Because yeah. there are women who will let you do whatever you want to do. And,
that's why chivalry is dead. That is yeah. why.
Thank you. You're not
damn.
Telling you to take
no,
the dinner
thank
and all
you.
That.
No,
that
thank you.
That is why.
You.
Because these women, they allow men to do whatever. And these dudes, they do it because women allow them to. When all the women
mm-hmm.
finally step up and say, okay, we're not accepting this, we're not doing this, they will change their mm-hmm. ways. Because that's, I mean, since the beginning of time, you know, God put us here for man. So,
right, exactly.
I mean, if you really think about it, they're going to do it. Because otherwise, our population will not grow.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think men want the challenge. Men want for women to challenge them, to respect them, because there are so many women who will let them do whatever. So they're waiting for the one that says, mm-mm, sorry,
yeah,
try it again.
Like I told you,
and
I
it starts with the
with
small stuff.
I mean, I had stacks of money, but I would go outside in wrinkled shirts and jeans, and it was my homegirl, Sadia, rest her soul in peace. She's mm-hmm. the one that came over and was like, you know what, right, because this is not how you got to do it. And I'm like, huh? What are you talking about?
Right.
And she changed me up that quick. You know, I mean, it takes a good woman. Like, and that was like one of my best friends, rest her soul in peace. That's the one, that was the stylist that got killed in New York. She fell off the rooftop and no one went to cover the story. And, you know, she was a
wow.
publicist to everybody. But it's like, it took her to be like, yo, Rankers, you got to step your game up. Like, you can't be representing all these brands and you're looking like a straggly thing on the block.
Right.
I was like, damn, I never thought about it. I'm like, oh, shoot, good one.
Right.
Good point.
Well, I'm glad she taught you that, baby, because you sexy as fuck to me.
Oh, thanks for lying.
He said thanks for lying.
Oh, she is so nice.
Apple bottom, because I've been working out trying to get a fat ass on my so I can look good in a pair of jeans that he sends me. Because I can't get no t-shirt and no snap or no fitted because my head too small.
What?
Yo, you okay?
Yeah,
I'm good. What is wrong with you?
I know, right? She's so crazy.
I mean, that's why y'all love me, because the shit that comes out of my mouth entices y'all and it entertains y'all.
Well, that's what it is, your personality. But again, that's the power. You know, the power is the personality. You know, that's why people's going to keep messing with you. This is why you have, you know, again, you have good camaraderie with people and you grow. You know, and this, you know, this is why people, you know, just wants to hang out around, not hang out with you, but I'm just saying, why you have, you know, you have real good synergy, you know. You know, you're a good person, always, you know, you're a very good person.
She cool, I mean.
Ooh.
No, I'm just kidding. I love you, Chuck.
Question for Rikers, like,
yes.
Off the top of your head, how many of your friends want to fuck me?
on top of my head?
Yeah.
I would say,
no, I didn't count that.
It's kind of hard to say. I would say about 6.
For real?
Yeah, like people that talk to me, like, you know, that I talk to, and I'm like, damn, like, I didn't, like, you know what it is? You know, because dudes are like little chicks, too, because they be Twitter stalking.
And I'm like, dude, aren't you a grown ass man? Why are you Twitter stalking? And they'll see us conversate, and then they start following her, and then they start, like, you know, like, yo, Rick, is she wild? I'm like, you heard the show, like, yeah, well, why would you tell me she wild? You can call it, you're listening into the show, just say you want to speak to the host and say it. Oh, okay. But it's like, you know, it's like they, you know, but they'll tell me on the side. Yo, why? Because, yo, I'm like, oh, you got a little crush on her. I'm like, you're telling me for? I ain't her manager, you know? You know, this ain't Twitter, this ain't overnight celebrity. I'm like, I can't do nothing for you. You gotta tell that lady what you want. Every time a dude tell a lady, I mean, that happened to me once. And I said, I'll never happen again. I'll never ask somebody to tell the next girl how I feel. You know, like, man, you better go tell that woman how you feel. Tell that woman how you feel. So I can count, I believe about six off the top of my head that I know that be having little sensitive feelings. Like, they be around me acting all gay. I'm like, well, you don't tell that woman. You also be all bugs, acting all gay and sensitive.
But they know you, like, that's they know you in there. You know, sometimes people outside looking in be like, you know what, he cool with her, or a chick is cool with a dude, and they feel like they should put in them extra special words to make
Well, if they need all that, they should go get therapy. Go to a psychiatrist and get a therapist and tell her that you got a chick, you got a crush on a chick that does, like, dirty radio. And then just admit you have a fetish. I mean, it ain't like you like 12-year-olds, like, you know, some other people that we're not going to say their names. If you said you have a problem, with you, I got a hot for this 12-year-old girl, you know, that's somebody else. But
wait, what?
Hey, we're not saying nobody's name. We can't say names on the show.
I hear you, but what?
You know, some people have, you know, the fetishes with the little girls where they keep trying to get, you know, every time you turn around, they got another problem with another 12-year-old. You know, you got people like that. So I'm like, if you have a problem with a 12-year-old girl, then you go get therapy. But Chuck Mom is a grown-ass woman with children. She got a dirty mouth. I think I think she's still more mouth than action. But at the same time, I think she really is. I think she talks a good game, but she really full of shit a lot of it.
Oh, wait a minute. That sounds like a fucking challenge.
No,
he said.
No. I think Pinky gave you the challenge. I think Pinky gave you the challenge that you
said. He said
you're
full of shit and the flies know it.
Yep, because I think Pinky gave you the challenge. You sat there like a little, you know, you like, I heard you stumbling.
Yeah, you did.
I'll be in the background. I'm like, damn, I said,
Chuck
Mommy stumbling?
I know.
I think a gold tooth fell out of something because she's sitting there, she's stuck. And then she threw it right on you, like, yo, what's up? And you said like Al Cramden. I mean, Ralph Cramden on Honeymooners. I'm like, oh, Chuck Mommy's in trouble. And you didn't even bounce back. I said, yeah, I see it. She talks a good game. The girl all talk. You got some action, but you a lot of talk. But it's good because it's good radio.
You know what? It's going down. It's fucking going down now.
Well, like I said, Pinky threw the challenge. You back
so,
down.
Chuck,
yes.
Here's my question. So I guess you're trying to do this video with the strap on or whatever, right? So does that mean Jazzy and I have to go into the Twitter world and find that very girl who would let you fuck her with a strap on?
No. See, I'm real selective and picky on the type of female that I would deal with. So,
I don't think Pinky is the type you want. I don't think you want to let Pinky use it on you.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
Her has to be worked. Over.
Yeah, you might be in trouble, but I've seen Pinky work that. I was scared of that for the girl. I'm sitting there turned on and scared at the same time. I'm excited and scared at the same time. I'm like, oh my God, I'm having mixed emotions over here. I'm like, that Pinky, like, Pinky, can I come see you sometime? Like, I need to really sit in one of your suits. I want to ask the girl after they finish, like, are you okay? You know, do you need to get you some water? Because she put the beating on you. She really got me jealous.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
I think you should call us. She calls me daddy. She called me daddy.
But she don't like strap on. She got some nice titties.
Yeah, she don't like penetration.
Yeah.
Pinky?
Lil Mama.
No. No, our friend on Twitter, she calls me Daddy.
Yeah, we had like a little foursome on the air last night.
Ooh. Well, then you got to give her everything else. Then you got to make it a three part series. If she wants to be a part of it, you bring her in. Then you don't penetrate, but then you. I mean, again, I have a friend.
She's not gonna go for that. She's in a serious relationship with someone. Remember, y'all heard her. Y'all heard her talking about. Oh, she's
a dude.
She hood. She gonna beat my ass.
No, I mean, she's in a serious relationship with a girl or a guy?
A girl.
With a girl.
Could you really have a serious relationship with another girl?
Apparently, yeah.
Well, if y'all ain't giving, I mean, again, that's just me. I'm like, if there's no chance of giving birth, ain't much serious about it. It's just until the sex wears off, you're moving on. A serious relationship means there's going to be family, foundation, that to me,
hey,
that's
there's
serious.
Lots of.
It's 2012. There's, that shit didn't
yeah,
change.
Yeah, there's lots of ways to make
well,
that happen.
Well, okay, I mean, I don't want to go. I like what you said with the 2012, because I just talked about this the other day. And, again, don't get into the Illuminati talk and all that. But a guy mentioned that the other day, and he hit me with this thing, like, Jay-Z's Illuminati. And I said, okay, I'm going to ask you something then. I said, if you're a drug addict, or you're a drug addict? Yeah. If you smoke crack, or you're a drug addict, or you're a fucking crackhead? You're a crackhead, okay. When dudes come out saying they're bisexual, what does that mean? I said, there's no such thing as bisexual. Man,
yeah, they're gay.
Huh?
They're gay.
Yeah, you're gay. I mean, this is why we got the diseases that's running rampant in the street now. Because you go, he's bisexual. No, he's a faggot. Let's keep it real. He's a faggot. He just
so you
likes...
should have been on the phone last night then.
Oh, no, I ain't touching that.
I said
nah.
The same thing with the dude, with the transvestite. But everybody was like, oh, no.
But see, I grew up in a religious
like
home.
That
I
makes
grew up
him
in a religious
gay.
Home. Yeah, no, you are. Because I grew up in a religious home, and at the end of the day, this is the book of Revelation, where you turn your back on God's words. And Sodom and Gomorrah was burnt to a crisp because of this. Leviticus says, Leviticus don't say hang out with him. Leviticus says kill gays. That's what Leviticus says. A man should not lay with a woman. If he lays with a woman, he should be put to death. That's what it says. Let's not sugarcoat the word of God. And this is what, and I say, so when you're talking about Jay-Z's Illuminati, that's Illuminati, no. What y'all are doing right now, when you, like, the guy's a pastor, I'm like, you got a gay son. I said, and the Bible clearly says get rid of him. And I mean get rid of him hardcore.
But it also says obey the laws of the land and murder. That's just not, you can't murder. You know?
What does it say, though? Leviticus says perish. Okay, so God was wrong with Sodom and Gomorrah?
No, I didn't say it, but that's God. We're not God.
But what does Leviticus say? Leviticus puts the word into God's people and tells you to do the work of God.
I hear you, but, I mean, it also says, I mean.
What happened
to
a lot of white people?
You, Chick-fil-A?
What happened to a lot of
white people? Chick-fil-A is doing that. So there's going to be a lot of gay protests going on tomorrow with Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A made this statement. They're a Christian-based company, by the way. And they came out publicly and stated that they do not believe in same-sex marriage, right? So just like how the gay coalition, they rioted or, they picketed against Target, they're going to do the same thing with Chick-fil-A. And they're having a protest at certain Chick-fil-A's. At least I
know
here in San Diego they are.
You know they did that to us, too, they did that to us in the Bahamas. They told people, Rosie O'Donnell, super chick, came out and told people to boycott the Bahamas because we're a strict Christian nation, and they told people, if you come on this island holding hands, you're going to jail. If you come on this island kissing each other, you go to jail. We don't play that. So this is true. You can look it up. Bahamas told people, you don't come on this island with that stuff. So what they said is they made a compromise. They said, okay, this is what we're going to do. Could they come on the island as long as they just come as individuals? Yes. If they come single-handed, like man walking, they just walking up like they friends, they can do that. But once you start this public holding hands and embracing and all that, you're going to jail. It's indecent. And, again, it's a strict Christian nation. You don't read what part of the Bible you want to read. You can't say I'm a Christian, but I don't read that part. No, if you read it, you read it. So when they talk about the Illuminati is destroying the earth, you ain't open because you're turning your back on God's words. When Mike Cameron, the guy who played on Growing Pains, said something about gays, and Alan Thicke came to him and said, I'm going to give him something more update to read than the Bible, because that's a little outdated. I sat there and I went through the whole list just reading how many people who defended Kirk Cameron. I seen about 50 people. No, I ain't going to say 50. I'm sorry, about maybe hundreds of people. Yeah. And about few people said, how dare you say that, Alan Thicke? And I looked, I said, this is how you know the Illuminati is winning. This is how you know the devil has won. Because you've turned your back on procreation for sexual lust and pleasures.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, well, how do you feel about women? I said, women don't procreate. So I don't have no problem with that. I'm cool with women that hang out. They don't procreate. They don't leave a seed in each other. Also, I mean, I know, probably like a lot. So I just don't want no diseases. I got a lot of friends with AIDS. No, for real, I have a lot of friends with AIDS. I have a lot of people. So I speak to kids with, young people with AIDS. And I got expenses. My cousin is one of the superintendents for Dade County, Miami. She tells me all the time, she goes, because she can't say it, she goes, I have, of 1,000 kids, I got 40 kids with AIDS. These are kids. These are junior high school kids. And I'm like, she goes, because these boys, I'm bisexual. They get it from somebody else. And then the girl's like, hey, how you doing? You can have some of this. And the guy gives it to the girl. And she's the innocent victim. I mean, they're all innocent because they're children. But it's like, are we having lost track of what's going on? Do you notice, like, when you're looking at Jewish?
That's why everybody, it's important to know your status and get checked.
Yeah. But isn't it funny that if you look at the Jewish community, you don't hear too much AIDS running around. You can go to these strict Orthodox communities, you don't hear it. Because they don't play that shit. That's what
I'll
I tell
them.
We got to get back on God's side.
I spoke with a police officer once. Out here where I live, and he is a child sex investigator, and he was just telling me, that he gets so many cases per year involving children, and not necessarily children being abused, but children experimenting with their sexuality, and it's like I grew up in Englewood, and I had to worry about gangs growing up. I had to worry about drive-bys. I had to worry about Crenshaw popping off the wrong way. Like, I had to worry about all of these things as a kid, right? And so now that I have children and I try to give my sons a better life and I live in the suburbs, I have a whole nother set of problems that I have to prepare them for. So I don't have to worry about them dodging bullets. But I have to have those conversations about you can't go to your rich friend's house that lives in the mansion and get in a jacuzzi with a group full of boys who
they do that.
Don't know how to act. You know what I mean? Because these kids are experimenting and they're watching movies and they're touching each other and they're wearing these skinny jeans and they're, you know what I'm saying? They're doing all of these things. They're fascinated with pink. They're fascinated with all of these things that society says, oh, it's okay, but it's not okay.
Can I say something funny quick? It ain't funny, but it's funny. My friend, me and my friend, I grew up in the inner city. Again, I grew up, when I was in LA, I was in Watts. I'll stay right by Nickerson. So it was like, I grew up in the belly sometimes. And, my man said, man, the suburbs ain't nothing like the suburbs. I love the suburbs. I'm like, there ain't no difference. Them kids got it worse than we got it.
Their parents
right
don't be home.
Them kids
you're
get
right
so he
that.
Tells me, so one day we talk, and I just got back in town. He hits me like, you're right, because the crazy shit happened the other day. I'm like, what happened? So I leave work early. I go home. This is God's wife. So he goes, I go home, and I'm like, I get in the house, and I just smell something. I'm like, what the hell is that smell there? I go in my daughter's bedroom. My daughter's in there. Mind you, his daughter's 14. She got a dude in the back. She got a dude in the front. So she's getting a little orgy on. There's two other dudes sitting on the bed, naked too. They're not doing that. It's like they're taking turns.
Yeah.
She's having sex with four boys. And he said, I blacked out. I got my hand on one. I beat one so bad. And he got out the window. The rest is diving out the window. And she's high as hell. She's on E. They was popping E pills and huffing. You know when they shoot the spray that clean the computers, whatever that is?
Yes. Kids are getting high off of fucking magic markers, like
Sharpie
my
and shit.
My oldest son is
nine. And hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer, the new one. But I'm like,
my oldest son is nine, and I remember having to go to his school because they had like this meeting where they had